You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to American Journal, Infowars.com, band.video. My name's Harrison Smith. Thank you so much for being here with us on this 9th of March, 2021. We're going to start today's program with a little clip of a, is he a hip-hop artist? Pitbull? I guess he's a rapper. But he's Cuban. He's of Cuban extraction, which means he is not quite as susceptible to the communist agitation and propaganda as others may be. In fact, he's got a nose for it, you might say. And he actually went on a program, and he's been making the news pretty recently for bringing up this sort of stuff. And it's good because it's getting out into the mainstream. It's not just us kooky conspiracy theorists here on InfoWars and other alt-right media, or alternative media on the right, I should say. But no, it's actually getting out into the mainstream, and it's something to be celebrated and thankful for. So here he is, it's Pitbull, talking about the Event 201 and coronavirus outbreak.
And right now we're talking about, are we talking about a virus? A virus, that's what we're talking about, SARS, MERS, bird, swine, Ebola, now corona. Like, come on, folks, I mean, you gotta read the tea leaves, bro. The devil's in the details. And with that said, is if you look at the recovery numbers on what we're talking about, I don't know what it is, but I guess the flu went on vacation on this year. Heart attacks went on vacation this year. Everything went on vacation this year when it came to, I'm talking about, what we're going through right now.
Right. Okay.
And let's just call a spade a spade. And the reason I can have this conversation is because my family comes from communism. They fled communism. They had everything taken away from them. Everybody got murdered. Everybody got killed. And that's the reason me, being a first-generation Cuban-American, or maybe us, being first-generation Cuban-Americans, I look at freedom and I appreciate that shit. I appreciate opportunity. I appreciate anything that you give me. All I need is a little slip, partner, and I got you. And that comes from the fact that when a Castro took over everything, and I'm looking at what's going on right now, the only person here that's hot, 38 hot, is Castro. He's going, y'all did it with a virus? Shit. Y'all took over the world with a virus? Y'all gotta be kidding me. He had missiles pointed to the United States of America during the Russian missile crisis, wow, during the Bay of Pigs and what they went on through. So this gets deep. The only thing is do you want to realize how deep it is? You know, that's the way I look at this. And even going into this, I don't know if y'all know about this, but might as well put it out there, especially in y'all show, because y'all got folks that need this more than anybody. We all need it. There's a rehearsal that went on before this whole shit. It's called Event 201. October 18, 2019, this shit came out. It was ran by the Johns Hopkins University, which is in cahoots with Bill Gates, Melinda Gates Foundation. And this was a complete rehearsal of what we did right now. You can look at this up.
They had a patent, too, just to let them know. They named it
an
actual patent for coronavirus from 2004. They like a patent. They named it on it.
So, therefore, you have a segment where it says, segment financial, what we going to do? Segment travel, what we going to do? Segment, what we going to do when it comes to online? And it said, if anybody is not a part of the narrative, we're going to take it off online, which to me smells like communism.
Right.
You feel me? And obviously that's what our families lived through, and I'm sure all of our families have similar stories. After Buddy and them did that, which the main doctor that was there, his name was George Fugao. I might not remember the verse off the verse I was trying to spit, but I remember George Fugao.
Alright?
George Fugao is the main doctor for the CDC in China and a virologist out of Wuhan. They real shit now. Wow. Right?
Listening. We here.
Now here's where I go. After all of that, happens to be about a month later, all the main CEOs in the world, partner, major companies, resign. About 1,000 and some change. So that means they pull out high. That means they take the ride high. And then they buy low. Well, everything went, God knows what they did or they didn't do. But either way, I'm talking about Disney, Hulu, Microsoft, Nike, Wells Fargo, Boeing, you name it. You look at them.
I knew Trump was embattled. I knew he was surrounded by cowards and by double-talking agents of the enemy. And a lot of people just couldn't believe it. They're like, oh no, it's 3D chess, 5D chess, he's invincible. And I understand why people wanted to believe that, because this is scary what's going on with global government and the New World Order. And now that people woke up to the fact that that's real, they want somebody to come save them from. Well, Trump sure as hell tried. My gosh, look at how prescription drug prices just tripled or quadrupled, depending on the drug, once Biden signed that executive order. We pay the most of anybody in the world. That's just one case of hundreds of things that Trump had reversed, and now people are going to feel the sting and the pain, energy cost, everything else. But what's really illustrated this is the trial in the Senate, where Trump's own lawyers are attacking him and putting him down and saying he lost the election and just engaged in all sorts of criminal activity. Because the fix is in, folks. The swamp is deep. Trump fought it, but it's up to us to win it.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is American Journal. My name is Harrison Smith. We're going to get right into this daily dispatch because it's a hefty one today. So let's roll the thing and get started. Here it is, your daily dispatch for Tuesday, March 9th, 2021. We begin with this story that shouldn't come as a surprise to anybody that's been watching this program. In fact, I reported on this on January 20th of 2020, over a year ago. But now, finally, the mainstream news seems to be playing a little bit of catch-up to InfoWars. From Politico.com, in 2018, diplomats warned of risky coronavirus experiments in a Wuhan lab, and no one listened. The exact origin of the new coronavirus remains a mystery to this day, the article says, but the search for answers is not just about assigning blame. Unless the source can be located, the true path of the virus can't be traced, and scientists can't properly study the best way to prevent future outbreaks. Well, they can just not cause them. That might be a start, but we'll continue with the story. The original Chinese government story was that the pandemic spread from a seafood market in Wuhan. That was the first and therefore most widely accepted theory. But in the spring of 2020, inside U.S. government, some officials began to see and collect evidence of a different, perhaps more troubling theory, that the outbreak had a connection to one of the laboratories in Wuhan, among them the WIV, a world-leading center of research on bat coronaviruses. To some inside the government, the name of the laboratory was familiar. Its research on bat viruses had already drawn the attention of U.S. diplomats and officials at the Beijing embassy in late 2017, prompting them to alert Washington. The lab's own scientists had reported a, quote, serious shortage of appropriately trained technicians and investigators needed to safely operate this high containment laboratory. In fact, in late 2017, a top scientist and top health and science officials at the U.S. Embassy in Beijing attended a conference at the Chinese capital. There, they saw a presentation on a new study put out by a group of Chinese scientists, including several from the Wuhan lab, in conjunction with the U.S. National Institutes of Health. When they sat down with the scientists at the WIV, the American diplomats were shocked by what they heard. The Chinese researchers told them they didn't have enough properly trained technicians to safely operate their BSL-4 lab. The Wuhan scientists were asking for more support to get the lab up to top standards. Yes, folks, it's finally a year or more later actually coming out that no, it wasn't the seafood market from which the bat virus originated. No, it was the high-level poorly funded or poorly staffed containment lab mere miles away. What a major coincidence. Gosh, if only somebody had listened to us a year ago. Right, of course. But hey, they're finally coming around to it. We'll still be called conspiracy theorists. We'll still be blamed and kicked off the internet for questioning this. Remember Zero Hedge was kicked off the internet for actually publicizing this? But I'm sure apologies will be coming from Twitter any day now, I'm sure. Now we move on to some of the local politics, local here in Texas at least. Texas Democrat representative says we are weeks, maybe even days away from a crisis on the southern border. Representative Henry Kuehler. Kuehler hasn't exactly hit the panic button, but the reality is that numbers don't lie. About 10,000 people trying to enter the United States last week were apprehended, about 2,500 in the past 2 days alone. Border Patrol data shows that in October 2020, there were 71,000 apprehensions, while in November, data showed 72,000 apprehensions. in January, data showed a significant rise with 78,000 apprehensions. The Department of Homeland Security chief is now requesting volunteers to help at the southern border amid overwhelming migrant surge. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas on Monday asked DHS staff to volunteer to help deal with what he conceded was an overwhelming number of migrants at the border as the administration scrambles to deal with the escalating crisis. He says, quote, today I activated the volunteer force to support Customs and Border Protection as they face a surge in migration along the southwest border, he said in an email to staff seen by Fox News. Infinite money for whatever the socialists in the Democratic Party want, but when it comes to the most basic function of government, which is protecting the border against invasion, well, they're having to ask for volunteers. Truly, truly incredible. Also in political news, very important story here. Biden's German shepherds have been shipped back to Delaware after a biting incident involving White House security. What is there to say about that other than if you don't trust a man with his dog, why would you trust him to run the country? Meanwhile, Supreme Court has dismissed President Trump and Attorney Linwood's final election challenge without comment. That is according to Gateway pundit Reuters. Expands on this in the most partisan Democratic way they possibly can. They say the U.S. Supreme Court on Monday disposed of the last of three cases brought to justices by former President Donald Trump challenging his election loss, bringing a muted end to his futile quest in the courts to hold on to power. If we were to phrase this in a not insane way, it would be something like bringing a muted and partisan end to his, I guess, futile quest in the courts to have some sort of semblance of legitimacy to the national elections of the United States. But no, he's trying to hold on to power. Yeah, of course, you psychopaths. In the Wisconsin case, Trump sued 2 days after the state had certified its election results. He challenged several Wisconsin election policies, including one allowing the use of drop boxes for absentee ballots during the COVID-19 pandemic. Both the federal judge and the Chicago-based 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals rejected the claims, noting that, in part, Trump had waited too long to sue. 2 days? That's too long. Oh, you waited 2 whole days? Well, I guess we're just going to have to throw it out then, not making a comment, which I think makes it official that not a single court in the land has actually looked at the challenges to the vote on their merit, instead choosing to simply dismiss them out of hand based on some sort of legal formality or another. Truly incredible. This story is from TruePundit.com and has to do with Baltimore and perhaps is a better insight into what's going on here in America than perhaps anything else on today's program. The headline is this: Baltimore high school student fails all but 3 classes over 4 years, and he ranks near the top half of his class. That's right, a Baltimore high school student failed all but 3 classes over 4 years and almost graduated near the top half of his class with a 0.13 GPA. A 0.13 GPA leaves him at the top half of his class and allows him to graduate. The guy failed 22 classes. 22 classes, passed 3, and is at the top half of his class. How much could you say about that? Meanwhile, an NRCC poll has announced that Nancy Pelosi is, in fact, the most unpopular elected official in the entire country. Gee, I wonder why. Here's an exclusive from National File. The wife of an Antifa activist leaks medical records of a Trump supporter with cancer. That's right. The wife of an Antifa activist in North Carolina illegally leaked to her husband the medical records of Brian Talbert, a prominent Trump supporter. And we'll go on about this a little bit more in today's program and what this portends for the fate of conservatives in America. The CDC, by the way, has found that 78% of the people hospitalized for COVID-19 were overweight or obese. 78% of the people hospitalized for COVID were overweight or obese. So, you know, don't worry about the mask. Maybe get a little bit of exercise if you want your health to be at the top of its game. Meanwhile, Derek Chauvin's attorney says that he and other lawyers found George Floyd's drugs in the back of a police car. Once again, InfoWars on top of the story. I reported it yesterday on American Journal and again on the Alex Jones Show when I was covering for Owen Schroyer yesterday that, yes, in fact, George Floyd, according to the attorney of former officer Derek Chauvin, say that he essentially, George Floyd essentially tried to hide his drugs by ingesting them in the back of the police car, and that overdose caused his arrest. Speaking of arrests, TheHill.com reports authorities arrest Oath Keeper leader seen with Roger Stone. What he's actually being charged with, we don't know. He never entered the Capitol, but perhaps this is another one of those RICO conspiracy charges, which means you don't have to actually commit any crimes. You just have to be near somebody who might have, and you will be placed under arrest, perhaps facing decades in prison under a terrorism statute. That is the state of lawfare in our country. By the way, the number of migrant children in Border Patrol custody has tripled in the last 2 weeks, and the Democrat panel in the Capitol now recommends a permanent military installation in the nation's capital. That's your Daily Dispatch for today. More on the other side. Stay with us.
As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down in your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, talk about blasting off of sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, Down and Out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and Out, InfoWarsStore.com.
The New World Order is a planetary corporate plan for world government. But world government is only the control grid. Now, inner members of the cult are told that they are going to transcend and become gods and attain immortality. But the price for that is to carry out the orderly extermination of all carbon-based life forms. That's why they say carbon is bad. They are rewriting the entire genetic code of the planet. They are playing God. They believe they have been inspired by interdimensional entities that are giving them advanced technology to carry out this transformation. I know this sounds insane, but if you read the writings of the globalists, it's all on record. You have been warned. You have been given the information to say no to this plan. This is the end of all life on Earth as we know it. This is the alien takeover of Earth.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets. When they're able to scoop up billions of people's data, they can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and blocket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, welcome back, folks. It is American Journal on InfoWars.com, band.video. You know, the way Alex Jones puts it, it's bittersweet to see what's going on here. And I guess it kind of is. It's more just frustrating to me. It's more just like banging your head against a wall. Because, I don't know, all these stories, all the stories I covered during the Daily Dispatch, it's like, you know, if they just listen to us, if they would just pay attention to the information that we present them, we wouldn't be in any of this mess. Like, we're just on top of all of it. And we're talking about all of it. So, you know, it can seem futile at times. It can seem like banging your head up against a wall because we're just sitting here going, hey, do you see Event 201? Hey, do you see the Wuhan lab? Hey, do you notice that they're setting up for vaccine passports? And it's just like silence, just like nobody cares. Nobody notices. Nobody helps us out. And it's just like we're screaming. And then a year later, a year or more later, finally it starts like trickling into the mainstream and you get the occasional, you know, person like Pitbull coming out and saying, hey, you guys noticed this. So, you know, it's not futile because the reality is if we hadn't been pushing this out, if people like us hadn't been pushing this out, Pitbull wouldn't have found out about it and he wouldn't now be telling it to the wider world. So we are making changes. We are making these gradual steps into the wider public consciousness and people are waking up and realizing, oh, it is all a scam. Oh, this was the plan all along to implement the passports, to lock down everybody until you can force vaccines on them, to crash the economy, to give the justification for mail-in ballots to steal the election. Like, it's all slowly but surely coming out. But my God, it can be frustrating sometimes just screaming to the wind here. But just know, if you are watching this program, if you do tune in to the Alex Jones Show or the War Room with Owen Schroyer, you're on the cutting edge. Beyond the cutting edge, right? You are 1,000 miles ahead of anybody else in the mainstream media. You know, perhaps they'll never get there, but at least in the mainstream zeitgeist, we're leading the way. We are literally the tip of the spear. And so you've known about this forever, and it's, you know, thanks to your support and your helping to get this information out there that we actually, you know, see this great awakening going on. And you can support us, of course, by going to the InfoWars store. The Fortify Your Supply sale was supposed to end yesterday. And if you missed out on it yesterday, you're lucky because they've extended it. Now, Alex Jones is on the road, a secret mission across the country. So he's not in the office in order to, you know, figure out what to do after the sale. And so we continue the sale. And the savings, again, are passed on to you. So make sure to go there. And, of course, it's free shipping site-wide, which is perhaps the biggest part of this sale. You'll get massive discounts on our most popular products and our newest products. The Down and Out, of course, is brand new. Doesn't even have any reviews yet because not enough people have tried it. So go ahead and try it. Give us a review. Tell us what you think about it. So you're getting discounts on the newest products and our old standards, both bombshell products, bombshell supplements to truly improve your health in so many different ways. But the big deal is the free shipping. That way you can stock up. You can really buy a lot. And where normally the shipping would go up with each product, now it's just a flat zero. So go ahead and stock up as much as you can. Buy the big products that maybe you've been putting off, you've been saving up for, the water filters, the air filters. Those cost a lot to ship, but we will eat that cost ourselves and pass the savings on to you. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. And just know that it is having an effect. It is getting out there. The information, the truth is slowly but surely smashing through the lies and disinformation of the mainstream media. And, you know, maybe, you know, that's all we can hope for. If we weren't here, I guess it would never get out. We are here and it ends up eventually getting out a year later. But that's because of our tireless dedication to expanding the truth. There's Owen Schroyer standing in front of the Texas Capitol shouting the truth and really humiliating the maskers that are there protesting in favor of government coercion. And we'll play some of the videos from that later. And, you know, I always put it this way, but it's entirely true. You're not just paying for a great supplement that's fully worth the cost by itself. And if you were just to buy it and get nothing else, totally worth it. But you're also getting these programs, the reports that you see from people like John Bowne, Greg Reese, absolutely incredible stuff. You're also getting the on-the-street activism that is unlike any other media organization on the planet. Truly a unique situation that we're in. And the sites and the websites like band.video. It costs a lot of money to keep these running, to fabricate them in the first place. Really incredible stuff. And I'm so happy that so many InfoWarriors are willing to help us on this crusade against the lies. We'll get to your calls. In fact, I'll go ahead and open up the phone lines right now. The number to dial is 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call at American Journal at 1-877-789-2539. Taking your comments about everything we see going on today. And then at the 10 o'clock Central time zone hour, I will be welcoming Stuart Rhodes, founder of the Oath Keepers. I believe this is one of his first public media appearances since January, and I'm very happy to be welcoming him in the final hour to talk about what's going on, especially the fallout of January 6th and the incredible tyranny that we're seeing roll out from that. You know, when I look at the news in the morning when I'm trying to gather all these news stories, it's infuriating. There's a fire that gets lit, right? A fire that gets ignited. And I can't say some of the stuff that I think as I'm scrolling through the headlines. And I really just want to somehow impart this feeling onto the audience, especially people that aren't already here with me. I know a lot of you are. A lot of the InfoWarriors out there already understand what's going on, and I'm just helping to fuel the flame that's already lit. But I want to try to light this flame in other people. And when you look at all this and take it in as a single totality in a holistic way, it's so obvious what's going on here. It's a concerted attack against freedom. It's a concerted attack against the American people. It's absolutely demonic and satanic in nature. And it's a rolling snowball effect, right? The bigger the snowball gets, the more snow it collects and the faster it grows. And that's what we're dealing with here. And it's from everything. I mean, just take this story that I read earlier. Baltimore high school student fails all but three classes over 4 years. He fails 22 classes. He passes three, and he graduates near the top half of his class. Do you have any idea what a horrible indictment of the education system that this is? And this is, of course, a consequence of tolerance, right? This is a consequence of these endless programs that say, you know, letting a child fail is discrimination. Giving a child the grade they actually deserve is racist. So we have to let them pass. We have to let them continue on to the next grade, even if they can't read. In fact, I'll pull up some stats about how many people can actually read that graduate from Baltimore high schools. It's astonishing, to be honest with you. And this is just one thing. So you have just the southern border absolutely collapsing. You have the Democrats literally calling for a permanent military force in the Capitol to react to, you know, any moves that happen there. And by moves, I mean, of course, peaceful protests like the one we saw on January 6th. Finally, it's coming out that the Wuhan lab leaked the virus. I mean, it's all insane.
Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being culled, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists. Listeners ask me all the time, why do you have multiple multivitamins? Why do you have multiple high-quality iodines? Why do you do that? Because different strokes for different folks. If we're talking to researchers and scientists and they say, hey, a lot of people love Deep Earth Pure Crystal Iodine, but you should put one out with Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and the two other types because some people can't absorb pure iodine. Boom, we did it. It's popular. It's X3. Is it better than X2? You decide. It's different strokes for different folks. Well, now we have a complement to knock out our very popular powdered pill sleep aid, and that is Down and Out. It's super strong, way stronger than Knockout, but they don't compete with each other. Different strokes for different folks, different formulas, and it's 40% off out of the gates at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. Secure your Down and Out today, and while you're sleeping, you know you're funding the InfoWar at the same time. Down and Out, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off and free shipping. You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said. The general public has finally figured out why I'm upset. They figured out that the globalists are literally trying to kill us. They're trying to take over civilization and society. And they depend on the public being ignorant. That's why Jesus said, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Knowledge is power. Like our bodies are made up of all these tissues and all these systems that die without essential vitamins and minerals. And that's why they don't want you to know about essential vitamins and minerals, because it's so simple, because you won't be under their control anymore. Well, the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, the highest quality vitamin mineral fusion system out there in a liquid vitamin form, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's not just an incredible formula at a great price. It funds the InfoWar at the same time. No other product you can buy does that. So again, InfoWarsStore.com, it's back in stock, 50% off, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I'm going to keep it at that until it sells out. So take action today and give it to your friends and family as a gift.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. It's American Journal. I'm tempted just to start reading headlines. I could just spend this whole 3 hours reading headlines. Perhaps I would get my point across best, because yeah, it's all horrible. It's all horrible. I mean, it's all predictable. It's all perfectly understandable as to what's happening. But just over the last year, just look at the stats of what we've seen over the last year. Remote learning during COVID-19 is causing children to gain weight, doctors warn. Massive weight gain in children. You also have, let me find it here, teenagers' mental health claims doubled since last spring. Mental health claims absolutely skyrocketing. Suicide of children skyrocketing. Overweight children number skyrocketing. Crime is surging in U.S. cities. Feds blame Austin crime spike on defunding the police. Defund the police movement takes a toll on NYC's crime rate, with murder and shootings spiking. It's just across the board, everything's getting worse. And not just getting worse in a natural progression sort of way. Oh, the modern world is changing, so numbers are changing with it. No, over the last year, all of the bad stats have doubled. The number of businesses that have shut down, absolutely monumental. The profits to the billionaires and trillionaires, absolutely skyrocketed. All of this is happening at exactly the same time. It's not a coincidence. It's not an accident. The border surge, 100,000 people arrested in February alone. And that's just the people that were arrested. You don't think there were probably multiple times that number that got right through because no one's protecting our border? I mean, is any of this clicking with the wider public, or is everybody just totally blind to what's happening? Are you okay with just living in a city where you can't go out after dark without risking being stabbed or shot by some random criminal, and then the police don't even go after him, don't even have the ability to investigate what occurred? And then it's just, I mean, the taxes just bleeding everybody dry and going to completely nonsensical things. I mean, and I use this all the time, so maybe I need to change it up. But here's a story from the San Francisco Chronicle. San Francisco budget will be saved from painful cuts thanks to the federal stimulus. But what about the next one? Now, what about in the next one? So the federal stimulus was theoretically having to do with COVID-19 and the incredible decrease in revenue that we've seen as a response, as a consequence of the response to the coronavirus. Of course, it was the lockdowns that collapsed our economy, not the coronavirus itself. But, you know, the metaphor I always use is like, if this really is a response to the sickness, then why is it going to pay for the retarded nonsense that San Francisco is engaged in? You know how much money goes to just like giving homeless people needles in San Francisco, and we're paying for that, you're paying for that, I'm paying for that because of COVID-19? What the hell? So it's like, you know, your insurance company is like, well, you have cancer now and you can't work, so here's your settlement. Your settlement is $1.9 million. Of course, it's trillion, but let's bring it to a human level. $1.9 million. Ah, that's great. That'll actually help you survive. It'll help you pay for your medical expenses if it actually goes towards that. Instead, it's the insurance company saying, all right, we're going to give you $1.9 million, but a huge chunk of that is going to go pay for a drug addict to get his drugs. And another huge chunk of that is going to go to a country overseas that hates you and despises you and is threatening to go to war with you. There you go. California syringe access programs received $15 million in new funding. So we're paying for that. So it would be despicable if this was happening just on a regular basis, right? If this was just happening on a year that didn't have COVID. But the fact that they're actually using a nationwide pandemic as the excuse to bring this about is so much more despicable. San Francisco gives methadone, alcohol, and cannabis to some addicts and homeless isolating from coronavirus in hotels. So there you go. This is what we're paying for. And would be bad enough if we were just paying for this on a regular day in a regular year. But no, they're using the impetus of coronavirus. They're using that as an excuse to bring all of this about, meaning you're a bad person. You want people to die if you don't vote for it. I mean, it's so despicable. What are you even supposed to do about this? What are you supposed to do? Are you supposed to vote? Good luck. They just steal the election. Oh, you're mad that they steal the election? Take it to the courts. The courts won't even see the arguments. They won't even look at the evidence. So what hope do we have? What recompense do we possibly have? What constitutionally available pushback could we possibly exert? So I'll tell you, try peacefully protesting. You're a domestic terrorist now. You'll face 10 years in prison. You won't even be granted bail. The murderer will be granted bail. He'll be granted bail, and then that bail will be paid for by politicians. It'll be paid for by somebody else. The murderer, the rapist, they'll get bail. They'll get out. They'll be back on the street the next day with no money out of their pocket and nothing hanging over their head to keep them in line. Oh, but you try to peacefully protest? You walk into the Capitol with a police officer holding the door, welcoming you in? You're going to jail for decades. I mean, this is insane what we're dealing with. absolutely shocking. Meanwhile, we're paying for methadone clinics, weed, and alcohol for homeless people. Oh, but we can't pay for people to defend our border. Now, we have hundreds of thousands of people wearing Biden T-shirts storming across the border, and we just welcome them in. Number of migrant children has doubled since Biden has been in office. And the media doesn't even report on it. The media covers up for it. The media puts out these fawning, salivating, gleefully boot-licking headlines saying, oh, Father Biden blesses us with all of this money. Really, it charges you $6,000. It collects $6,000 per American in taxes, and it gives you back $1,400. Where's the rest of it go? I mean, this is unsustainable. And the fact that the American people are actually putting up with it is evidence simply of the fact that they don't know what's going on. You cannot see all of this and not be outraged. You can't know what's going on here and not feel the need to do something about it. I mean, the other option is people know what's going on and they're just so dumb. Their souls are so decrepit that they just think they have to accept it. They're so demoralized that they think there is no point in fighting back against this. Just accept it. Just go along with it. Just nod your head. I covered that yesterday on the Alex Jones Show. This kid saying, well, those bombs are kind of expensive when a guy owes me $2,000. Nobody owes you crap. Nobody owes you a cent, and you get what you deserve. You voted for this scumbag. And we'll play some videos of Joe Biden if you haven't seen him already. We'll play some videos later in the show. The man is a zombie. The man is an empty suit. He doesn't even know the name of the defense secretary that he appointed, who decided the number one priority of the U.S. military was to purge itself of Trump supporters and bomb Syria and bomb Yemen and fund the quagmire that we've been engaged in on a falsehood for the majority of my lifetime. You want to protest against it? Good luck. There's going to be a permanent military force in the United States Capitol to shut you down, arrest you, charge you with domestic terrorism, and put you away for life. This isn't America. We've been overthrown. The coup has taken place. It goes on. The purge continues. Meanwhile, everything that's based on 100% true, everything the protests are based on, 100% factual. The evidence is there. They just won't look at it. The election being stolen, COVID being completely fabricated, COVID being released from a lab. Oh, they'll mention that maybe it might be true sometime soon. It's outrageous what we're dealing with right here. It's almost impossible to put into words. If you don't already see what's going on, you're blind. I don't know. I don't think we can help you. I think we need to separate ourselves from the blind people and act.
This is Greg Reese from Infowars.com. I have many reasons to be grateful for working at Infowars. One of them is that we support ourselves with great products that promote physical health and vitality. I've been using health supplements for years, and I have found our products at InfoWarsStore.com to be the best, especially our Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Before trying Vitamin Mineral Fusion, I always questioned if vitamin supplements ever actually did anything. I never felt much of an effect from other products. But I felt Vitamin Mineral Fusion the first time I took it, immediately. I love how it dissolves in water. I take it every day with my supper. It tastes great, feels great. And right now, it's 50% off. It sells out fast, so stock up now at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness. And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives. Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now.
Super Male Vitality
at InfoWarsStore.com.
I sell supplements for two reasons. Because they work, they're real, they're powerful, and because it's a giant market. But again, why is there a giant market? Because it works. That's why it exponentially grows. So whether it's saw palmetto and other key ingredients in our prostate formula, Prostaguard, or whether it is the super high-grade organic vitamin B12 in Ultra 12, or whether it's the PQQ or the CoQ10 in DNA Force, or the pure deep earth crystal iodine in X2, these are all the very best supplements you're going to find in an already great market of high-quality products out there. And it funds the InfoWar. So even if these products weren't high-quality, which they are, you're funding the InfoWar, so you can't lose. InfoWars delivers in spades. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get the products today. And again, I want to thank you all for keeping us on air at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on air 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, folks, I've been very rude. I got a lot of people on the line waiting to say their piece, and here I am ranting angrily. So we're going to go out to the phone calls this segment. Right now, let's go to Carlo in New York. I want to talk about the education system and sex ed. I went off a little bit about this on the Alex Jones show yesterday, but go ahead, Carlo. You're on the air.
Hey, man. Yeah, I wasn't listening yesterday. It's pretty crazy. So this woman, Brooke, B-R-O-U-K, she's got this new bill that they're proposing that basically it's through a different organization, the Sexuality Information and Education Council of the United States, or SECUS. These people need to be investigated, but it says basically by the second grade, they should be able to define reproduction and list medically accurate names for body parts, including genitals, and talk about the different ways that people express themselves through gender and how that might even limit behavior. These people are completely out of control. And we could like pretend. Oh my God, dude, I just don't even want to say what I want to say right now. I'm sure you get the same feeling. So I don't know, man. I just wanted to, it's pretty scary. We're trying to get out of New York here because I feel like this is the center of black magic here, man. Like I'm just like, we're trapped. You know, at the moment, but we're working on getting out of here, and it's terrifying. I'm sure thousands of other people listening right now are probably in a similar situation.
Yeah, I'm sure they are, and I wish it was just New York, right? I wish like leaving New York would mean that you leave this all behind. It's happening here. It's happening in Austin. The thing I talked about yesterday on the Alex Jones show was going to a protest of parents, you know, arguing against this exact type of thing that was being implemented in the public school system in Austin, Texas, and parents saying, we don't want this to happen. And they were shouted down and not allowed to carry out their protest, literally because there were castrated males with beards in dresses shouting them down and not allowing them to carry on their protest. And literally telling me, they were saying, F your innocence, F your purity, we will corrupt your children. Like, that's what they wanted to do. So it's like, you don't get to decide what your children or your grandchildren learn. No, that will be decided by literal perverts who say the purpose of doing this is to corrupt your children because they hate the idea of innocence. They hate the idea of purity. Like, that's literally what's going on right now. Not me speculating. This is what they say. This is the reason they say that they're doing this. And it's horrifically despicable. And the other thing, of course, that I talked about yesterday was this, the fact that it's anti-human. It's literally a plot against the humanity of regular people. And of course, if you're going to try to destroy people, the easiest time to destroy them is when they're small, defenseless, innocent children. You want to destroy that innocence. You want to corrupt them. You want to fabricate their, you know, a mindset of perversion within them. It's horrific. It's horrific. So I hope you do leave New York. I hope you come to Texas, because I'm telling you, the way things are going, just looking at all of this stuff, this is not going to end well. We're not going to get out of this by voting. We're not going to get out of this by protesting even. You can protest. You can show people, you know, you can stand up. You shouldn't be scared to. You shouldn't, you know, just abdicate your right to do such a thing because, you know, socialists are demanding that you don't. You can stand up and you can exert your constitutional rights. It's just going to be more dangerous, and it's going to slowly get willed away, slowly get siphoned away from you. But in reality, we need to be thinking about this in a whole different dynamic, and that we need to be geographically located near each other, and we need to have a majority in a single place where we can dictate what is and is not taught to our children. It's beyond anything. If the crew can turn out that story for me, they found the story you were talking about 2 days ago. Comprehensive sexual education. It's all presented as being good for you. It's about helping the children. Meanwhile, the people supporting this literally will never have children. They cannot have children. They've castrated themselves. They don't want children. They don't like children. But they'll be the ones who decide what children can learn. They'll be the ones that dictate to you what your children are taught. And if you try to stand up against it, you'll be shouted down. And your only option is what? Take your kids out of public school? And this is the vice that we're in, right? Is that this is so overwhelming in every single institution in America, from the corporations to the government to the education system. Are we expected just to withdraw from all of this? Why? We founded this country. This is our country. We're supposed to not participate in public life. We're supposed to not have our kids in public school. We're supposed to not interact with our neighbors. Screw that. This is our country. We need to fight back and understand exactly what this is. This weird, perverted propaganda has no place in our schools. And we shouldn't have to not take advantage of the public school system because we're scared that this weirdo that we're seeing on screen right now is going to be bouncing your kid on his lap during kindergarten. It's so gross. Thanks for the call, Carlo. I'm sorry. I keep ranting. Let's go to another caller. Let's go to John in Canada. Thanks for calling in, John. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thanks.
Okay, so, yeah, this isn't maybe that big a deal, but I think it sort of is because it speaks to how they hide information. I have a screenshot on my phone from January when I started to follow COVID in China. Mm. And if you go to the Wayback Machine and try to find information on the John Hopkins coronavirus COVID-19 tracker, what it used to show was mainland China and then three other lines in a line graph in the bottom right-hand corner. And it showed this massive upswing and arc in infections that was growing in China. And then it looked like everywhere else that you had these flat lines. Mm. But when you clicked on the flat lines, outside of China was one of them, it followed the exact same arc. So this isn't really a big deal now because we know that COVID isn't the threat that we thought it was then. But if you look at the difference between what the U.S. was trying to do versus other countries like Canada, we have Theresa Tam, who is our Fauci, and she actually signed a document that Rebel News, which you guys sometimes work with, mm-hmm. got through a Freedom of Information request, wherein she cited against the U.S. calling COVID a pandemic, and what the Trump administration and the State Department were doing way ahead of Canada or anyone else was warning even U.S. businesses that there was a situation in China, and it was very serious, and a lot of this crap could have been headed off if action was taken in January. And it's pretty scary that lay people could go onto a website that was like public domain and click on something and look at it and see that there was an issue, but you had supposed experts that purposely were deciding not to do anything for political reasons.
Right.
And I have a friend actually who worked at Chico's, huge international clothier, and she was a senior level exec. A lot of the execs and everyone else at Chico lost their jobs in Fort Myers because they were all like furloughed, I guess you guys call it, in the States. And they could maybe come back with like half pay. But I know through her that the State Department was warning her because she did like sample orders from China every day. They told her in January, like, if you do not mention the virus via email or phone calls to anyone in China, because if you like, you know, so-and-so that you're dealing with over there, they will not be there the next day. The state will disappear them.
Wow.
And Chico's was also quarantining people because her husband's Canadian, and they were up here, and they went back, and they were doing all of this. Well, in Canada, they said they were doing stuff, but they weren't doing anything. I flew out of Canada in February to Europe and back, and while they were telling Canadian citizens that they were taking precautions in our airports, like way after Trump said it was a problem and Trump was trying to shut down borders, our government had wide open borders and they didn't care. Their solution was you take your dirty finger and you wipe it on a dirty screen, and you like when you're checking back in through the airport, saying that, you know, you don't have any symptoms of anything and where you've been. And they waited until March to do anything. And then this is when the COVID tracker changed, when they suddenly said that the U.S. was the epicenter of the
right.
disease, and they literally changed the definition of what an epicenter is.
Yeah.
China, period, was the epicenter, always will be the epicenter, but all of the media changed the terminology, just like they made, what's the word? It's communicable. What's the word they, it's, I'm losing my words here.
Yeah, no, I get exactly what you're saying. Yeah, the transmission of non-symptomatic carriers. I mean, this is what they do. They literally go back and change definitions. I'll show you in a second. I think it's either the CDC or the NIH. They changed the definition of, I'll find it here in a second. But they literally, they go back and they change definitions of things to fit the political agenda. I'll find exactly what I'm talking about here. It's the herd immunity. They changed it from you can get the virus to it has to be vaccines.
Throughout history, there have been two basic forms of civilizations and different mixes of the two. One is born of Renaissance, the other is born of conquest. One bases its power on having strong, enlightened, focused people with an ethos and a culture and ingenuity, art and skill and strength. The other is based on the massive number of slaves it controls with a tiny elite above it. America is transferring out of a system based on the ethos of liberty and freedom into one of total mass high-tech slavery. That's why the globalists tell us America was founded on slavery when it wasn't. They point out one of our evils so they can invert the fact that they are truly the slave masters. A global permanent lockdown is here that is already causing millions and millions to starve to death. When they're done, billions will starve to death. Even the former head of the Ministry of Defense in England and a top general have come out and said the COVID lockdown is going to trigger a giant new world war. That's the facts. This is the Bill Gates New World Order weapon.
As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down in your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, talk about blasting off of sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest that's so popular we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, down and out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and out, InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
In the southern part of Texas, in the town of San Antonio.
How do I put this? In 1984, the book by George Orwell, they change definitions at will. It's exactly what we're seeing happen here. I know it's cliche. Oh, we're living in 1984. You have to understand, what we're going through right now is beyond science fiction. It's beyond dystopia. It is real. In real life, in real time, you can watch the changes being made. So here we have the World Health Organization website from June 9th, 2020. They say, what is herd immunity? They say herd immunity is the direct protection from an infectious disease that happens when a population is immune, either through vaccination or immunity developed through previous infection. They changed that to where on the 13th of November 2020, just a few months later, they say herd immunity is a concept used for vaccination, in which a population can be protected from a certain virus if a threshold of vaccination is reached. Herd immunity is achieved by protecting people from a virus, not by exposing them to it. They literally changed the definition of herd immunity to fit a pro-vaccination scheme. It's beyond description. It's incredible. And people just let them do this. They just allow them to do this. They just go along with this. There's the article at InfoWars.com. Herd immunity exists when a high percentage of the population is vaccinated. So they change it. They change the definition. They don't give a reason. The reason's obvious. The reason is they want to promote vaccination. Herd immunity definition. What are you even supposed to say to that? I mean, how dumb are people? How dumb is the American public? How blind are you? This vaccine is a complete and total scam. Who knows what's going to happen in the next few years? I mean, regular vaccines or regular treatments, it may be years before they figure out what the consequence of those vaccines are. And some of the headlines that you've seen, there's a nursing home in Germany that says a quarter of its population died after getting the vaccine. You've had almost 1,000 at least die from the vaccine just in America. That's admitted by the CDC. Untested, unapproved. I mean, the Pfizer vaccine, it says it's not approved by the FDA and says it may not protect you against coronavirus. Now the CDC says, where's the CNN? CNN, breaking news reports. The CDC releases guidelines giving limited freedoms to people fully vaccinated against COVID-19. They're giving you limited freedoms if you take their untested serum. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. And then you can look at the responses. I mean, clearly, at least some portion of America is awake. CDC can... I can't even say it. Read for yourself, folks. I can't even say this on the radio. The people's response to this. So some portion of America is awake. They're responding on Twitter. It's not doing anything. It's not helping. CDC granting vaccinated Americans limited freedoms. You get limited freedoms if you take our untested, unapproved, unproven, ineffective, massive, major side effects. Remember Bill Gates says that interview where he's asked, like, 80% of people say they're having extreme reactions. And he just laughs. He's just like, yeah, they are. It's just like, oh, okay. Oh, so that's fine. Meanwhile, I mean, I showed it yesterday. 5% of the respondents to the vaccine died. That was from the CDC. 95%, no death. Okay. 5% died. 100 days after getting the vaccine. Meanwhile, the survival rate of the virus itself is over 99%. Do I need to walk you through this? Do you understand simple math? Let me explain, folks. 99 bigger than 95. Are we on the same page now? Don't take the vaccine. Just don't. Period. End of sentence. End of story. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be right back.
The general public has finally figured out why I'm upset. They figured out that the globalists are literally trying to kill us. They're trying to take over civilization and society. And they depend on the public being ignorant. That's why Jesus said, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Knowledge is power. Like our bodies are made up of all these tissues and all these systems that die without essential vitamins and minerals. And that's why they don't want you to know about essential vitamins and minerals, because it's so simple, because you won't be under their control anymore. Well, the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, the highest quality vitamin mineral fusion system out there in a liquid vitamin form, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's not just an incredible formula at a great price, it funds the InfoWar at the same time. No other product you can buy does that. So again, InfoWarsStore.com, it's back in stock, 50% off, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I'm going to keep it at that until it sells out. So take action today and give it to your friends and family as a gift.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, we'll go back to your phone calls this hour, talk a little bit more about just the absolute insanity that's been caused by this coronavirus total scam. We've known it the whole time. We keep trying to warn people. Nobody listens. I mean, the most amazing thing about all of this is the fact that places like New York were celebrated, received awards for how they handled COVID-19. Highest death rate in America, I'm pretty sure. Maybe New Jersey was slightly higher. Right? Moved people to nursing homes. By the way, one reason they may have moved people to nursing homes, you get more money that way. Medicaid rather than Medicare pays for it. You'd get tens of thousands of dollars more. They're changing definitions. They're finally admitting that, yeah, it looks like maybe it was the high-level coronavirus lab from which the coronavirus leaked and not the wet market just down the road. Truly incredible. By the way, you know, investigators from the WHO went and visited Wuhan, China to investigate the beginning of the COVID-19 virus. And of course, they weren't allowed to investigate by China. From Al Jazeera, China refused to give raw COVID data to the WHO, a team member says. So it's just, you know, we're on our own, folks. Like, these institutions are your enemy. All of these. All of these. Explosive update, Gateway Pundit. This is from February this year. Top WHO official caught on video in December 2019 revealing coronavirus manipulation at Wuhan lab before the pandemic. And we were on top of this from day one. And it's just infuriating that it continues to go on. But I want to go to a video, clip number 5. Governor Ron DeSantis talking about the way Florida has been demonized and putting the socialists from the Democratic states in their place. Here he is, Ron DeSantis.
You can't say that they had to lock down because that was necessary to stop the spread. It did not stop the spread. It failed. If you look at the mortality per capita for 65 and older, which is really the fairest way to do it because we have a much older state, Florida has lower per capita mortality for 65 and older than California, Illinois, New York, and New Jersey, way less than New York and New Jersey and Illinois. And so that is the fact, and yet we've done it in a way, instead of always locking people down, trying to lift people up, saving people's livelihoods, saving their jobs, saving their businesses, so that right now, even with that mortality among 65 on a per capita basis lower than those lockdown states, unemployment in Florida is 5.1% for the most recent month in December, California 9.3%, Illinois 8%, New York 8.7%, and New Jersey 7.7%. So this bill punishes Florida. It punishes Georgia and other states that had a more rational, successful approach to dealing with the pandemic, who understands that you can't just lock people down indefinitely and things will all of a sudden work out.
You get that? Do you hear that? Lockdown unnecessary. Of course, we've known this, but think about what this means. The lockdown was unnecessary. The destruction to the economy, totally unnecessary. Mental health in teenagers, doubling. Unnecessary. 60% of small businesses closed during the pandemic have now shut their doors permanently. Unnecessary. Mail-in ballots causing rampant fraud. Unnecessary. All of it, completely unnecessary. The vaccine, unnecessary. All of this, entirely unnecessary. All of it, a choice being made by leaders at the top who have no idea what they're doing in order to combat an actual pandemic, but are very, very good at promoting their own agenda, at denying you your freedom, at shutting down your small business, and then taxing you to pay for it. $1.9 trillion of your money going mostly overseas. Unnecessary. All of it completely unnecessary. But people not only are not outraged by this, are not demanding the consequence that is actually necessary as a response to all of this, which would be draconian, which would be truly deadly, perhaps. I mean, that's what we're looking at here. 60% of small businesses shut down, according to Yelp. You're telling me the authorities in charge forcibly shut down 60% of the small businesses in America, and they're not going to suffer the consequences for this? They're going to be allowed to have perpetrated this? Not only allowed, but they're profiting massively as all of that business that would have gone to small businesses now goes to the largest corporations in America, like Walmart, Target, and Amazon, who themselves are now picking up the baton and enforcing the lockdown rules, enforcing the mask rules. What should be the consequence of this? Nothing? They should be allowed to continue it? They should be allowed to keep you in fear by top professor promises a surge of coronavirus later this year. This will just be perpetual. It'll be forever. I mean, at least with the government enacting this, in order to get reelected again, they may have to walk it back. What's going to be the impetus for Target or Walmart to say, okay, you no longer have to wear masks? Or Starbucks. I mean, they're the ones saying now we're going to be the ones enforcing the mask mandate. We will take it upon ourselves as corporations to enforce this mask mandate. When are they going to stop? Are they ever going to stop? Of course not. Why would they? It's making them millions and millions of dollars a day. Billionaires have added $1.3 trillion to their net worth during the pandemic, a 44% increase from March 2020. All of this occurring in a single year. Crime rates skyrocketing, mental health complaints skyrocketing, suicide in children skyrocketing, permanent mental damage to children who have been isolated, who have been masked, who have been denied friendships, denied freedom. Who knows what the outcome of this will be? No consequences. And now we're to the point that the government doesn't even have to do anything. People are so enslaved. It's one thing if the government's staying there going, I'm going to fine you or punish you if you don't do what I say, and people go, oh, I don't want to be fine. Okay, I guess we'll go ahead and put it on. Now the government is saying, yeah, we're fine with you doing whatever you want, and the people themselves are demanding that they be enslaved, demanding that they be muzzled. I want to go to this video. This is clip number 6. This is Owen Schroyer confronting the My Body, My Choice liberal hypocrisy in Austin, Texas yesterday.
My choice. So are you interested in women's rights?
So my body, my choice. So I don't want to take a vaccine or wear a mask. Is that okay?
I mean, I think if you want to die, that's fine with you.
I have never worn a mask and I don't take any vaccines. I'm still alive.
But you can get the fuck away from me because you don't have a mask on and I do.
But the mask protects you, right? Doesn't the mask protect you? It doesn't protect you. So the mask doesn't protect you.
Those are your words, honey.
Well, you're the one that's still afraid even though you have the mask on.
Now that you guys have finally subdued your communist energy, I want you to know
that there was no pandemic. I know that's shocking that the television would lie to you, but go look at the death rate in the United States. The death rate in the United States of America did not go up a single percent. Not a single percent. Not a single percent. Not even a tenth of a single percent. Where's your deadly pandemic? What are you so afraid of? And how come not a single one of you can answer a simple question, are you pro-government or pro-freedom? Because you know your answer is pro-government, and that's the most unpopular thing in the world right now is government. Admit your government TV stooges, just admit it, and then please, my body, my choice. If we don't want a vaccine and we don't want to wear a mask, that's our body, that's our choice.
I mean, but think about this. Hold on real quick. You can find the full video. You can find that full video at band.video. Incredible stuff. Owen Schroeder doing what he does best. But think about what that woman said at the beginning of that clip. He's like, is it okay I don't wear a mask? And she's like, if you want to die. And he's like, oh, but you're wearing a mask, so it protects you. And she's like, the mask doesn't protect you. Okay, are you an idiot? Do you not realize how hypocritical, how obvious this nonsense is? If you don't wear a mask, you're going to die, but masks don't protect you. This is what this woman believes. The mask isn't there to protect you. It's there to protect other people. But if you don't wear the mask, then you're going to die. It's not, I mean, this isn't even speculation. This isn't a conspiracy. It's simple, basic logic. Night is night, day is day, and these people are confused by this somehow. It's too much.
I actually bought this. It blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars privacy pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta. And you go into the point of being cold, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists. Listeners ask me all the time, why do you have multiple multivitamins? Why do you have multiple high-quality iodines? Why do you do that? Because different strokes for different folks. If we're talking to researchers and scientists and they say, hey, A lot of people love Deep Earth Pure Crystal Iodine, but you should put one out with Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and the two other types because some people can't absorb pure iodine. Boom, we did it. It's popular. It's X3. Is it better than X2? You decide. It's different strokes for different folks. Well, now we have a complement to knock out our very popular powdered pill sleep aid, and that is Down and Out. It's super strong, way stronger than Knockout, but they don't compete with each other. Different strokes for different folks, different formulas, and it's 40% off out of the gates at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. Secure your Down and Out today, and while you're sleeping, you know you're funding the InfoWar at the same time. Down and Out, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off and free shipping.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, folks, let's go out to your phone calls. This is a call-in show, isn't it? Forrest in Ohio wants to talk about Arizona. I had at least three stories that had to do with Arizona. Migrants spilling across the border. Of course, Maricopa County discovering shredded ballots immediately after it was demanded that those ballots be turned in for an audit. And there's at least one other. A lot of stuff going on in Arizona. What is your interest in the state, Forrest? You're on the air.
Well, it has to do with the ballots. So since the federal judge ruled that they had to turn them over, all of a sudden, all of the representatives and senators in Arizona has stopped fighting for it to get the ballots, because when Jovan Hutton Pulitzer, the guy that wants to run the Kinematic Artifact audit on him, they're fighting tooth and nail for him to get the ballots. And it's as simple as this. Nobody wants him to get them because they're both guilty, both parties. They're all guilty.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Is Cindy McCain still a representative there in Arizona?
I'm not sure. And they're playing this, dragging the time out thing, because with the mail-in ballots, they can dispose of them in 6 months. So that would be May.
Okay. So, yeah, two more months until they no longer legally have to hold on to them. Of course, I mean, you know, we covered it yesterday. It was total coincidence, total accident that these shredded ballots were found. It was, you know, some guy, he's a Purple Heart recipient. I think Gateway Pundit has the story now. He's receiving death threats because he just happened to find it. He just happened to, like, look in a dumpster, see something he thought was suspicious, start checking it out, and he realized, oh, these are all the ballots that they're supposed to turn over. And here they've been shredded. I mean, if he hadn't found that, you know, they would have been hauled off last night, gone.
Well, the barn fire, ain't that supposed to be one of the board of electors?
Yep.
One of their properties?
Yeah. Yeah, two of his barns caught on fire, I believe.
Yeah.
Big coincidence, right? All of this is just coincidence.
Imagine that.
Yeah. And I think you're right. I mean, that's one of the things that is most frustrating about seeing everything that's going on is that it's not just that. It would be easy to understand. It would be easy to comprehend. It would be easy to fight back against if it was just the Democrats. If it was like, all right, the Republicans are fighting on our side and the Democrats are fighting on their side and we're going to hammer it out. But no, it's the Republicans as well. It's a vast majority of them that are actually in power. It's not the Republican voters. The Republican voters, you know, seem to know what's going on. But the establishment is so controlled that we can't get good people in.
I just like to say one last thing to anybody that's listening from Arizona, and even not you guys. Everybody needs to call these representatives and email them and do whatever you have to force their hand.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to do something, man, because obviously voting isn't going to work. Like, they literally just shred the ballots and stick their middle finger up to you. And if you, you know, figure out that they're doing wrong.
Yeah, voting don't work no more, unfortunately.
Yeah. No, it's – we're so screwed. I mean, if we don't stand up for ourselves, we're lost. I mean, we cannot put our hope in anybody in the establishment, in either party at all. Thanks so much for the call for us.
Can I give a shout-out real quick, please?
Please do.
I just want to give a shout-out to Juvenile Destination. I hope you're listening. I'm about to go take a Juvenile Destination.
Juvenile Destination. Destination?
Decimation.
Decimation. Juvenile Decimation. All right.
All right. Thanks, Harrison. Have a good one.
All right. Thanks for that, Forrest. You know, the reason I asked about Cindy McCain is because there was a headline today, Cindy McCain saying, these Republicans need to stop freaking out about Dr. Seuss being canceled. Well, just stop freaking out. It's like these are the people that Republicans are electing. Cindy McCain, wife of John McCain, decrepit crypt keeper, scumbag extraordinaire. This vampire woman is the one with power in the Republican Party going, oh, just stop caring if they're canceling you. Here it is, Breitbart.com. Cindy McCain, GOP outrage over Dr. Seuss is ridiculous. Party must stop pushing fear, anger, and hate. We need to stop electing her. We need to stop listening to what she has to say. We need to stop giving people like her a pass. Start giving them something else. Let's go to Johnny in Denmark. Thanks for calling in, Johnny. Good to hear from you again. You're on the air.
Hi, Harrison, and congratulations on your journey into fatherhood.
Thank you very much.
I always thought of you as the InfoWars person who most reminded me of Clark Kent, but now you've made the leap to InfoWars Superman. So fighting a never-ending battle for truth, justice, in the American way.
I'm very honored. Thank you, Johnny.
Yeah, Rob, you long ago was in contention with you to look most like Clark Kent, but you've diverged, and so now you're clearly the Clark Kent of InfoWars. Anyway, some time ago, I had called in and I had mentioned the work of Dr. Tom Cowan and recommended that you try to get him. I had expressed hope that you could, and optimism that you could. And it's kind of been realized. And also, I mentioned Dr. Shiva, but I cautioned you about his unavailability to InfoWars. And at the end, if we have time, I could tell you the reason for that. But Mike Adams actually did precisely that. He got Dr. Cowan and his co-author, Sally Fallon Morell, of the contagion myth, and he did a discussion on February 17th, which you can listeners can find on brighteon.com, Mike Adams' alternative,
yeah.
to like brighteon.com.
Yeah.
I think he would be a really good and maybe you could get Sally too, because she's interested. She seemed very interested in being involved in the conversation. He is the vice president, and she is the president, and also founder of the Weston A. Price Foundation. Weston A. Price, though not, you know, the Second Coming of Christ, still was a major contributor to real medical progress. They know quite a bit about him, and led to Dr. Cowan being my pick for the best medical doctor alive.
Mm.
Listeners and watchers can find five videos by involving Dr. Cowan on band.video. If you just type Cowan, C-O-W-A-N, and the best of the five, in my opinion, is one where on the David Icke channel, from November of last year, a little more than an hour, where he David Icke talks to out of the box doctor and thinker Tom Cowan, and also he it looks like he's he really wants to dispense this information. I think it's very important at this point because the Overton window has been set up. And I think we need to, you know, jump out of the Overton window. And he's very good at doing that sort of thing. Even this idea that, you know, where did the coronavirus start? Remember, and he can prove it in great detail. As a matter of fact, he's put up a $100,000 reward for anyone, $50,000 for anyone who can prove that there was a isolated pathogen, SARS-CoV-2. And another $50,000 for someone if they can prove it, that they can it could infect human cells. And they did the same thing, by the way, for HIV and AIDS, another pseudo disease and another pseudo pathogen. They put up $100,000 for anyone who could isolate HIV. Remember, this is a big Jedi mind trick.
It absolutely is. We're coming up against a break, but thank you for that suggestion, Johnny. We will certainly look into it. Superman away!
You cannot hide a grand assault. America is about to have its energy cut off, its borders destroyed, its dollar brought down to nothing. All of you that have served Satan, believe that you are on the right team, you're about to find out how pathetic you are. So I ask all of you who are awake and who love God, stop living in fear. The enemy is about to expose itself. The enemy can't help itself. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We sit here as good people and get upset about that and try to stop it. We should, but once it comes through, once it hits us, once it's dominating us and raping us and attacking us, we just have to point out we tried to stop it. So prepare yourselves, America. You're going under judgment, just like all the children that were aborted. This is the truth. This is the InfoWar.
I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much. As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down in your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, talk about blasting off of sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, Down and Out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and Out, InfoWarsStore.com.
My enemies are your enemies. They're the globalists. They're exterminists. They are a consortium of mad scientists, pedophiles, control freaks, devil worshippers, vampires, whatever you want to call them, that are highly predatory and are setting up a false fantasy land system of constant bombardment of propaganda, drugs, and electromagnetic radiation to change the very DNA of the human species, to mutate us into a form that they can control like a pawn on a chessboard. The bottom line is they want to play God. They are playing God. And the noose is only going to tie it around our necks from here on out. So many other people want to be positive. They want to put out fake news and want to only cover limited amounts of what's happening with the New World Order. But at the end of the day, it's all about depopulation. It's all about world government. It's all about the end of human system as we know it. And on its ashes, a nightmare being built. Only admitting it can turn it around and stop it.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. At 10 a.m. Central Standard Time, I'll be welcoming Stuart Rhodes, leader and founder of the Oath Keepers, to the program, mostly to talk about the fallout of January 6th, the deadly insurrection coup that wasn't deadly or an insurrection or a coup. Interesting. But the moves being made have been perpetual ever since that day. Draconian, shocking, bizarre, troubling. Tyrannical. I mean, truly just incredible. So we'll get into that in detail with Stuart Rhodes at 10 a.m. In the meantime, let's go back out to the phone calls. Jefferson in Virginia has to talk about passports. Thanks for calling in, Jefferson. You're on the air.
Good morning, Harrison.
Good morning.
I don't know if anybody's covered this, but I'm guessing your bundle of joy baby boy came in at 7 pounds, 3 ounces.
Pretty darn close. How'd you know that?
Well, in a lockdown situation, you know, the baby's not going to be underweight more than likely. But anyway, that's good news. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Promise me that when you have Stuart Rhodes on, since he's a constitutional scholar, you will have him explain how Kamala Harris is considered a natural-born citizen. I don't believe it's true. I think she's Jamaican, actually, under the law. But when it comes to these corporations enforcing the mask mandates rather than the government doing it, this is the mistake we all made when we didn't advocate for paper passports, paper immunity passes, where we're all going to be stuck in this digital gulag where we have to have our phones on us to have this QR code that tells them we can interact in the world.
Mm. But, I mean, how would paper be any better?
Well, because it becomes a huge inconvenience for the system to enforce the paper passport checking on a regular basis. They would give up on it. In other words, if we make it inconvenient for them to try to impose this on people that are walking around without a mask and they always have to confront you and you have to present your passport to them, the regimen that validates your passport would also charge them a fee for inconveniencing you. See how that would work? They would eventually give up on the whole system because 40% of the population would be walking around without a mask, allowing you to inconvenience them temporarily. In other words, if we're not willing to inconvenience ourselves temporarily, we're going to be stuck in their gulag. We have to make it inconvenient for both ourselves and them, or they're going to use convenience against us. I know we all carry our phones around on a regular basis, so we don't think this is a big deal, but that's what they're using against us, is this notion that they can turn us into this digital entity. And once you're in their digital jail, you're in the matrix. You'll never get out. So,
yeah, well,
have been fighting this from
You know, Israel is doing the same thing with bracelets right now. They're giving bracelets to people that haven't had the vaccine and forcing them to be tagged like dogs as they walk around.
Right.
I mean,
this thing where they're doing with the people that have been fully vaccinated now they can interact with each other not wearing masks, and they've changed the definition of herd immunity. This all goes back to my contention that if we had just insisted that anybody that has natural immunity from being exposed and has the antibody test should be just like anybody that's been vaccinated now fully. It should have been that way 7 months ago when all these people wouldn't give you an antibody test if you even asked for it, if you begged for it. They just didn't want anybody to know. And what do these vaccines do, supposedly these non-vaccines? They produce antibodies. How do you know they're working? You get an antibody test. Now, it's exactly where we were 7 months ago with natural immunity. We sort of just botched this because we worried about the masks all the time. We should have been insisting on immunity tests rather than PCR tests.
Well, I see your point, and I certainly agree that making it as inconvenient for them as possible is definitely one way to fight back. But, you know, I'm just hardline against any sort of passport papers. You know, we had the video yesterday. I'm gonna see if the crew can grab the video from CNN that we had yesterday, where literally they start the segment where they're promoting the idea of vaccine passports. They start the segment with a shot from Casablanca of soldiers like demanding your papers in Morocco. Yeah, here it is. Here, let's play this clip real quick, and I'll pull us out of it, but. Just how amazing is this, that this is how they begin the CNN segment where they're promoting vaccine passports? Let's roll this clip.
May we see your papers?
I don't think I have them on me.
In that case, we'll have to ask you to come along.
From Casablanca to today, a demand to produce personal documents can be uncomfortable. But post-pandemic, it's something we'll all likely to have to get more and more comfortable with.
Listen to that. Here you go. You can pull it down now. But how amazing is that? It's just like, look at the Nazis asking for papers. Now we're going to have to do that. And this is our world now. It's just like, oh, really? Oh, really? You tyrannical scumbags? I don't think so. You can ask for my papers. You won't get boo. And if you try to take me in, I'll make it as difficult for you as possible. Let's just say that. Let's go to Nick in Florida. Wants to talk about the true evil of Bill Gates. I mean, the man is literally a supervillain. He's Mr. Burns and Thanos rolled into one in a pink sweater to make you feel like he's helpful. Incredible stuff. Thanks for calling in, Nick. You're on the air.
Hey, Mr. Smith. All right. This is just a theory of mine. As I'm seeing in the future, it's kind of like way past kind of where we're at now. But basically, Bill Gates wants to kill off as many humans as he can so he can basically humans on an industrial level. And basically, you know, he can farm them into sex slaves. He can farm them into workers for basically after he kills off the majority of the people with his bioweapons. The reason why he blocks out the sun, I believe, with ionized particles isn't just to cool off the planet and destroy like certain regions that he has problems with, but he's actually, in my belief, he's actually trying to replicate his own idealistic alien planet.
Right.
And basically, like, when you alluded to that interview earlier, when you see this guy, like, how much of a psychopath he actually is on that interview where they basically were talking about that 80% of people would get, like, adverse serious reactions from, like, extreme pain to
death, yeah.
Extreme pain to basically all kinds of other, like, really horrible side effects. In that particular video, when the lady actually calls him out on it, you can see that he's actually like a mad, like, psychopath. He's not actually like a straight criminal that'll just lie. Like, when you ask him a question, he'll look at you dead in the face and he won't blink or he won't, you know, make any kind of movements. When they ask Bill Gates about that 80% of people having those severe reactions, he kind of does a weird, awkward twitch, like a squirming worm before you put it on a hook. And he touches his nose awkwardly, and then he kind of touches his face. And you can see his brain kind of scramble. Because when you get in these people's face and you actually confront them on the real issues, they're actually deep down, they're cowards, and they're basically, you know, pedophiles and, like, people like that. So they're not good with face-to-face confrontation. That's why he always looks so awkward and out of place in any kind of public setting. But if you get him alone and you get someone like that guy who interviewed him, Fareed Zakaria or whatever, who basically kisses his butt on his interview, or anyone that's pro plan or pro agenda, he's super giddy and super happy because he knows he isn't going to face any confrontation.
Yeah.
So it just goes back to the bigger evil. The whole thing with Bill Gates is people are like, why would he want to kill all the people? Why would he want to destroy the planet? Well, in his crazy delusional mind, he just believes he can farm more people, and if he blocks out the sun and kills everyone on the planet, he can just restart it over and grow all the animals, grow
yeah.
all the
yeah, that, you know, that, that's
everything
exa-
back.
You're exactly right, Nick. You bring up a good point, and maybe I'll do it later this week. What I did during my two-week break, one of the things I did, I went back and watched a bunch of interviews from about this time, from about 1998 with Bill Gates, when he was sort of taking over the industry, the computer industry, and very interesting revelations in there. People were worried about his ambitions then, and he had sort of the same awkward responses. I'll try to explain it on the other side, and we'll go to more of your phone calls before we're joined by Stuart Rhodes. It's American Journal. Stay with us, folks. Don't go anywhere.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
The general public has finally figured out why I'm upset.
They figured out that the globalists are literally trying to kill us. They're trying to take over civilization and society. And they depend on the public being ignorant. That's why Jesus said, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Knowledge is power. Like our bodies are made up of all these tissues and all these systems that die without essential vitamins and minerals. And that's why they don't want you to know about essential vitamins and minerals, because it's so simple, because you won't be under their control anymore. Well, the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, the highest quality vitamin mineral fusion system out there in a liquid vitamin form, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's not just an incredible formula at a great price. It funds the InfoWar at the same time. No other product you can buy does that. So again, InfoWarsStore.com, it's back in stock, 50% off, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I'm going to keep it at that until it sells out. So take action today and give it to your friends and family as a gift.
The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets. When they're able to scoop up billions of people's data, they can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and locket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to, because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today. Listeners ask me all the time, why do you have multiple multivitamins? Why do you have multiple high-quality iodines? Why do you do that? Because different strokes for different folks. If we're talking to researchers and scientists and they say, hey, a lot of people love Deep Earth Pure Crystal Iodine, but you should put one out with Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and the two other types because some people can't absorb pure iodine. Boom, we did it. It's popular. It's X3. Is it better than X2? You decide. It's different strokes for different folks. Well, now we have a complement to knock out our very popular powdered pill sleep aid, and that is Down and Out. It's super strong, way stronger than Knockout, but they don't compete with each other. Different strokes for different folks, different formulas, and it's 40% off out of the gates at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. Secure your Down and Out today, and while you're sleeping, you know you're funding the InfoWar at the same time. Down and Out, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off and free shipping.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Yeah. Let me explain something that becomes incredibly clear if you watch early interviews of Bill Gates when he was still a young superstar building his company. People back then were concerned about the level of control that he lusted after. And they put the question to him. They're like, you know, people are concerned that you want to control everything about, like, personal computers and business. And he has to defend himself. He's like, no, I would never, you know, no, nothing like that. What becomes clear to me is that he, like so many of these other people, like George Soros, like, Buffett. You know, Buffett was one of the richest men in the world. Bill Gates was the richest man in the world. They combined their fortunes together. They got together and they said, we're going to combine our fortunes and try to use that money to bend the world to our vision. So let me explain the disconnect between Bill Gates and someone like myself. Bill Gates sees the world in all of its cacophony of chaos, and he hates it. He despises it. He sees people going around making decisions for themselves, making babies, eating food, making the best life for themselves, driving around, enjoying life, and it's like chaos to him. He can't handle it. He sees human population as if it is a program for him to manipulate. And so the last caller pointed out, you know, he wants to sort of wipe the slate clean and build up from the ground up, and he's right, because people like Bill Gates are so full of themselves. I mean, they literally think that they are God. They think that they have a right to dictate the behavior of other people. And when he sees the world and all of its beautiful, wonderful chaos, he doesn't like it. He wants to have total control, and he wants to manipulate things like he used to do for Microsoft when he would program a machine. He has a machine way of thinking, and he thinks that's the superior way. And he sees people making decisions for themselves, and he thinks it's wasteful. He sees people enjoying themselves, and he thinks they should be doing something else. They should be doing what I want them to be doing. They shouldn't be eating meat. They should be eating some sort of chemical stew that I create in a lab. They shouldn't be entrepreneurs like he was back in the day. No, they should work for a massive corporation and be controlled like an ant in an ant pile. And that's essentially what he's trying to create. And that's what all these people are trying to create, is the world into an ant hill, an ant pile. Where you don't do what you want to do. You do what you're told to do. You obey. Look, he gives presentations about what a huge problem the population is. What a huge problem the growth of life on the planet Earth is. It scares him. He's scared of the growth. He's scared of the expansive, beautiful cacophony that human life is. He wants it all to be monetized. He wants it all to be, you know, broken down into its component parts and manipulated by people like him, because he thinks he deserves the right to tell everybody else what to do. And it's literally as simple as that. And he thinks because he has the money and he has the sycophantic adherence of the media and the other people in charge who agree with him, that he has a right to tell you what to do. I mean, it's the same as John Kerry. John Kerry, the climate change czar, who has like six houses and a yacht and a jet, that's okay for them. They get to have that. You need to be on subsistence level. You need to only have what they want you to have. You need to not own anything. You need to rent everything from them, because they can dole it out to you in the way they think you deserve. Same as Jeff Bezos, same as George Soros. I mean, all these people think the same thing. They think they have a right to tell you how to live, and they have a right to dictate your freedoms to you. And it's as simple as that. And I'll bring in some clips later this week from old interviews where you can see this type of thing in perfect detail. Now, again, I'll be talking to Bill Gates. So the calls that we're taking now will be I'll be talking to Bill Gates. I wish. Oh, man, I'd love to talk to Bill Gates. I'd love to set that interview up. I'd bring a pie. Beautiful pie for him. Just kidding. Just kidding. I love you, Bill Gates. Have some pie. Mmm, tasty. There you go. Boom. A little tasty pie for you. You know, he tweets out, he says, he's like, I will tell you when you can get back to normal. It's like, we'll get back to normal when we get rid of you, when we stop listening to you. When you go back under the rock like the worm you are, we'll be free of you. We'll be back to what we want to be, humans with freedom, not ants under your despicable control. Blocking out the sun, he wants to eliminate human life to better, you know, transmit resources. He's a literal supervillain. He's a supervillain, and it's as simple as that. The person I will be talking to is Stuart Rhodes, is what I meant to say. I will be talking to Stuart Rhodes in the next hour, and so we'll be taking calls for him. Of course, this is what we do at American Journal. Our guests come on for an entire hour. The first hour, we talk to them about the pertinent topics, and then we take calls from you so they can hear from the audience and answer their questions. So if you do call in, we're going to ask that you have a question for Stuart Rhodes, and that you sort of stick to the topic and keep it short, because we want to hear from him most of all. But in the meantime, let's go out to Corey in Wyoming, who has a very interesting comment, I think. Let's go to Corey. You're on the air, sir.
Hey, how's it going?
Good thing.
I love your guys' show. I'm a first-time caller. I've been listening about 7 years. And first off, I'd like to promote Turbo Force. I'm a truck driver. I'm actually driving right now, and I use it every day, and it helps me stay awake.
Fantastic.
First thing, the CDC numbers. I watched Owen's little Austin protesting last night, and it made me sick. Just the ridiculousness of these people. But, I mean, he was presenting the CDC numbers, and they speak for themselves. You can go look them up right now. And just this morning, I was reading up on the vaccine, and it says there, even though you get it, you can still get the virus and transmit it, even though you've been vaccinated. So that's pretty ridiculous. I'm not ever getting the vaccine. And so no increase in death. Owen pointed that out, too. That's a huge talking point that will shut them up immediately. Another thing, the election. Everybody knows it was stolen. And after I saw was the MyPillow guy, he did that documentary like a month ago, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And he showed how Iran and China were hacking our election machines and all that. So I don't see how do we ever win an election in the future if that's going to happen. Like, you don't even need the mail-in ballots if they're going to be able to just hack our election machines every time. So I don't see how we win in 2022 or in 2024 if that continues. So
yeah, you're exactly right. And, in fact, you know, that's one of the topics that really we should be discussing. H.R. 1 is a partisan assault on American democracy. That's the story from National Review. Late Wednesday night, the House passed H.R. 1 for the People Act. It passed by 10 votes, every Republican voting against it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, essentially this is a, as they put it, a radical assault on American democracy, federalism, and free speech. It actually has several radical left-wing wish lists stuffed into a single sausage casing. It would override hundreds of state laws governing the orderly conduct of elections, federalize control of voting and elections to a degree without precedent in American history, and it would end two centuries of state power to draw congressional districts, and it would turn the Federal Elections Commission into a partisan weapon and massively burden political speech against the government while offering government handouts to congressional campaigns and campus activists. Merely to describe the bill is to damn it, and describing it is a Herculean task in and of itself. They're trying to basically codify the way that they stole the election. I mean, you know, they came out with the Time magazine article saying how a bunch of billionaires got together to quote-unquote fortify the election, basically admitting the corrupt activities that they engaged in. You know, you can get into the fact that it was tracked. They were caught, essentially, not only having voting machine counting stations connected to the Internet, but sending information overseas. That information was changed and altered and then sent back. And that's just the icing on the cake. I mean, you don't even need that. We've seen the videos. We've heard the testimony. The amount of fraud that was occurred and that was allowed to occur because of the mail-in voting justified by COVID-19, completely outrageous. It was absolutely stolen. It will be stolen again if we can't do anything about it. And it doesn't look like we can do anything about it, because as of yesterday, the Supreme Court decided they won't even hear the arguments yet again. The third time they have simply rejected out of hand any ability for the Trump campaign or anybody else to put the evidence in front of them. Voting is over, folks.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us, and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products, plus they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said. In the early 1990s, there was a really funny movie that came out called Wayne's World.
Even before I had an Access TV show in the mid-1990s, I went and saw that movie and thought, man, that looks fun. To actually speak out and have your own ideas, and even if you're a nerd, you're still entertaining because you're real. Well, what do they say in Wayne's World?
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
Every day when I cover these huge topics, I don't feel worthy to talk to you because these topics are so huge, they're so real. But I'm trying to tell you the truth. I'm trying to get it right, and most of the time we do. The globalists love lying to you. They love manipulating you. They enjoy destroying humanity. They enjoy manipulating ideas and using people's ignorance against them. That, for me, is really satanic and disgusting. So you've got a pledge from myself and the whole InfoWars crew that we will never join the globalists. We will never knowingly manipulate you because we know we're all in this together.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
I just wanted to talk in general about the global awakening to the New World Order and the fact that the London Guardian and Forbes and others just reported a few days ago that indeed the lockdown is about training you that humans are bad, human activity is bad, and that you're dirty and need to die, and that you need to lower your carbon footprint, and that we need to have yearly or bi-yearly lockdowns to lower the evil carbon dioxide that our filthy pie holes spew out.
This is the real battle line, in my view, in politics here, between those who want to allow people to take control of their own lives and communities and run their own countries, their own states, their own local councils, like in Nicholas's case, the way they'd like to see them run, and those who are pushing for one unified global order that takes away agency or sovereignty from any individual. Because if we have one global order, you're one of about 8 billion people, and you can't really control your own environment.
Now, Klaus Schwab admitted a year ago in his book, The Great Reset, that was the plan. But now they're out in the open even bragging, and the average leftist goes, oh, I know the mask is BS. It's a sign of their smothering you. It's a sign of their oppressing you. It's a sign of them dominating you. And that's why it's so exciting that from New Jersey to Idaho, where families are coming out together saying it's a hoax, it's a lie, it's a fraud, and burning their mask. Now, it's not a hoax that people are dying of viral infections because they're debilitated, they're old, they've got pre-existing comorbidities. But the same amount of people died roughly last year, died the year before. So to say that it's COVID-19 is a hoax. But let me give you the bad news. COVID-19 is a genetically engineered virus that is a simulant tracker to infect people so they can be seen as guilty and evil. Then they can kill them with the ventilators that are the modern guillotines. 80%+ of the deaths have been with the ventilators, mainly in New Jersey and New York, where they have corrupt mafia-run hospitals that are running the extermination.
A warning to you, my fellow Americans, or whatever you are. I had the COVID booster, the Moderna, about 4 or 5 days ago, and I am still feeling wild side effects from it. Like I had the worst flu in the world, extreme shortness of breath, a dizziness, fatigue, extremely irrational thinking. It has just been devastating. I'm glad I got it, sort of glad. I don't know, a little bit glad and also not quite so glad. But it has just got to be told to the people, us people, we people, us people, that this booster is a killer. I mean, it's not going to kill you literally, but it is very, very strong. Beware.
Ben Stein, he took the vaccine, one of the mRNA vaccines, the Moderna, almost killed him. He said it was like death. It was living hell. He could barely breathe. A lot of folks take the vaccine now. They run to the hospital. They say, oh, the COVID vaccine didn't kick in soon enough. You've got COVID, and they murder you. So understand, this is their plan. The vaccine causes the autoimmune response. It causes your body to attack its own lungs, or it causes an allergic response and a cytokine storm, and then they kill you. So it's vital that everybody be aware of this, and it's vital you share this information like a normal human and override the globalist.
All right, folks, if you are a loyal InfoWars listener, you have known what is coming the entire time. It's no surprise to you, and we've been on this since the very beginning, folks. And if you want to support this program, The Alex Jones Show, The War Room with Owen Schroyer, all of the great content that we come up with, band.video, you can go to InfoWarsStore.com. The Fortify Your Supply sale has been extended. It's time to stock up and save. Not only are you getting massive discounts like 50% off Survival Shield X2 and 40% off Turbo Force and Super Male Vitality, you are getting free shipping. So now is the time to stock up. Instead of buying things one at a time, buy it all at once. Take advantage of the free shipping and save the most you possibly can. InfoWarsStore.com. It's a 360 win. It's a 180 win. It's a 1080 win. It's a 1240 win. We win all around. We all win when you go to InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself, support this program, and take advantage of that incredible sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We return on the other side with Stuart Rhodes. 1 minute, folks. Stay with us.
The general public has finally figured out why I'm upset. They figured out that the globalists are literally trying to kill us. They're trying to take over civilization and society, and they depend on the public being ignorant. That's why Jesus said, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Knowledge is power. Like, our bodies are made up of all these tissues and all these systems that die without essential vitamins and minerals. And that's why they don't want you to know about essential vitamins and minerals, because it's so simple, because you won't be under their control anymore. Well, the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, the highest quality vitamin mineral fusion system out there in a liquid vitamin form, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's not just an incredible formula at a great price, it funds the InfoWar at the same time. No other product you can buy does that. So again, InfoWarsStore.com, it's back in stock, 50% off, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I'm going to keep it at that until it sells out. So take action today and give it to your friends and family as a gift.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Again, you have to begrudgingly admire the ability of the mainstream media and the corrupt establishment, their ability to manipulate the minds of the American people, especially when it comes to an event like January 6th, 2021. It was, of course, as more information is coming out, we know, essentially an inside job. The same way that 9/11 was an inside job, 1/6 was an inside job. You had Nancy Pelosi and many others who were responsible for security of the Capitol making the decision to decrease security to an absurd degree, knowing full well that what was occurring there was the largest protest, I believe, in American history, the most number of people ever to gather in a single place for a political movement, probably upwards of a million if I had to guess. And yet it was almost entirely peaceful, 99.9% peaceful. You had a few agitators. Some of them, we know, were sent in by people like CNN. They were Antifa, Black Lives Matter activists. This was something I rejected because I didn't want to, let's be honest, give them credit because they were incapable of doing something like this. They were much more apt, much more able to, you know, burn down the tire shop privately owned on their, you know, just pointless nonsense violence. They're very good at that, actually protesting the people that make the decisions. They are not interested in that sort of thing. But it came out, it turned out it was true. There were Black Lives Matter activists, there were agitators, there was Antifa there at the front of the line. And again, I didn't want to believe it, but the truth came out. The only people that were killed during this, of course, they'll constantly say the insurrection riot coup that killed five. Okay, the only people that were killed were Ashley Babbitt, who was shot in the chest without warning, without provocation, without purpose, unarmed young lady, Air Force veteran, gunned down. So, you know, nobody was killed. It wasn't an insurrection, totally unarmed. That's come out now. Zero weapons found, no firearms. Not quite the insurrection coup that they're claiming it would be. And yet, what they've been able to achieve from this, what they've been able to turn this into, is something unimaginable. Now they're recommending permanent military installations in Washington, D.C., and they are attempting to squeeze every bit of juice from this story from today. Authorities arrest Oathkeeper leader seen with Roger Stone. This is a guy named Roberto Minuta. They don't even say what he is charged for, because, in fact, he never actually went into the Capitol building. But this is one of the most worrying things, is that they're not talking about using RICO statutes to go after people that weren't even involved. RICO, of course, used primarily to go after gangsters and mafia members who would delegate their criminality to their lower members. Well, now they're using that to shut down the ability for peaceful Americans to protest corruption in their own government. It's absolutely shocking. And, of course, one of the people that is falsely implicated in this is Alex Jones. They try to claim that he was behind this somehow, even though there's literally video of him with a bullhorn telling people not to go into the Capitol, using all of his influence, all of his ability to stop people from going in. And one of the other people they're trying to rope into this is my guest, Stuart Rhodes. He's being absolutely demonized in the mainstream media, called all sorts of horrible things. And it's not just the media, it's the legal system as well. And I'm happy to have him on and let him tell his side of the story and what it's been like since January 6th to be an enemy of the state for peacefully protesting a fraudulent election. Thanks so much for being on, Stuart.
Always.
So what has your experience been since January 6th, and what was your experience on January 6th? I mean, if I were to read CNN, you are, I mean, they're making you out to be, you know, Saddam Hussein or something, trying to break into the Capitol. I mean, it really is drastic, and they're going for your head, man. I mean, what has it been like for you?
Well, it's been like something out of Orwell's 1984. You know, it's thought crime and face crime and all the things that we've seen in the past that's been done to others is now being done, not just to me, but anybody else who's in D.C. It's ridiculous. As you were saying earlier, there were no weapons. No one brought guns. What kind of an insurrection is that? You know, frankly, it's an insult to the competence of the American patriots that were there to allege that was some kind of planned insurrection when no one even bothered to bring guns. It is forgot or what? So it's just ludicrous. And so what happened with us is, as we had done on two prior occasions back in November, I think it was November 13th and December the 12th, we had done security details for the Trump supporters who were there for some of the events and some VIP speakers, like General Flynn. We helped with his PSD, Ali Alexander. In fact, some of our guys even helped with Alex Jones' PSD and some of his guests.
Sure.
So as we had done in those two prior ones on January 6th, we had the exact same mission. And that's why our guys were wearing helmets and body armor, because Antifa likes to stab people and hit them in the head with bricks. And so, of course, they were wearing the same thing we've always worn at a dozen Trump rallies across the country that we help protect, folks escorting them back to the cars afterwards. Our guys wore helmets and body armor. And so the government is taking what we did for the same mission we've always done, which is security for events and people, you know, VIPs and just average Trump supporters. And they're trying to bootstrap that into evidence of a grand conspiracy to storm the Capitol, as though we were planning to do that, which is just complete bunk. So what happened is that some of our guys get into the Capitol. They got caught up in the moment and went in and did something off mission. They weren't there to do that. They were only there to protect people. There were no plans by the leadership, us, me and the team leader, Whip, to enter the Capitol. No instructions by us to do so. And we didn't even know that any of our guys had done it until afterwards. So, and they will find no evidence of that. There's no phone calls between us and our guys telling them to go in there. There are no text messages of us instructing them to do so. And there's not even text messages from them to try to contact us about what they're doing, which is frustrating, because if they did a text message to me or Whip, we both said, don't go in. But we didn't know until it was done. And the only thing they've got is a message from me posted on our operational chat on Signal saying, anybody who's not on a PSD, come to the northeast corner of the Capitol. That's where I was standing. Rendezvous there. And my intent was to make sure that our guys stayed out of trouble. But by then it was too late. Some of them had already gone inside. But that being said, they're innocent until proven guilty. I refuse to throw our own people under the bus. It was dumb to go in there. It gave our enemies what they wanted, but they're innocent until proven guilty, and we're going to see what comes out in their defense of why they went in. And so, you know, I don't even consider them to be criminal because, as far as what I can tell, by the time they got there, the doors were already open, and they just walked inside and bunched along with a bunch of other people, took a few selfies, and walked back out. That's not a crime. If you're not told you're trespassing and warned to leave or you'll be arrested, that's not even trespass, let alone an intent to interrupt Congress or anything else. And we got some pretty competent people. If they really wanted to interrupt Congress, they'd have interrupted Congress. But that's not what they wanted to do. They went inside and did whatever they were doing for whatever reason they did it. Then they came right back out, and that's when I rendezvoused with them and found out that they had gone inside. And that's it. That's the extent of it. But the government's trying to magnify chats that were done by some of our people without my knowledge on separate chat groups that they had set up, like Jessica Watkins and I believe some of the other oath keepers were involved in some chats or side chats on systems they had set up without my knowledge. And we had a situation with North Carolina, sadly. Our North Carolina chat had already gone rogue and had declared on a chat that I wasn't even on. They declared to other guys in North Carolina that in D.C. on January the 6th, they were not going to have anything to do with National or take part in anything the National was doing. They were going to do their own thing. And they had posted that on December 31st. A member took a screenshot and sent it to me. So there's that. We had an entire chapter that had already gone off and did their own thing. And some of them were coordinating with Caldwell and Jessica Watkins. And yeah. What they were planning, I have no idea.
It's totally amazing. And yeah, it's the same thing with Alex Jones. I mean, they literally try to wrap you and Alex Jones in this. Meanwhile, you guys are actually responsible for probably a lot of people not going in the Capitol because they listened to you and you said don't go in.
Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being cold, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down in your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, Talk about blasting off of sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, down and out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and out, InfoWarsStore.com.
TheResistance.video. 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 Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Band.video. And hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video. Theresistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link. Theresistance.video. Theresistance.video.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
My guest is founder and leader of the Oath Keepers, Stuart Rhodes, one of the most demonized people in America right now, totally unfairly, along with Alex Jones. In fact, here's the quote from this article from The Hill, published yesterday. Authorities arrest Oathkeeper leader seen with Roger Stone. They say, in February, it was reported that the Justice Department and the FBI had opened a probe into whether Stone, Alex Jones, and Stop the Steal organizer Ali Alexander had a role in the Capitol breach. Well, I know Alex Jones did have a role. His role was standing on the steps of the Capitol with a bullhorn, using all of his influence to say, don't go in there, don't go into the Capitol. I mean, if these people, like AOC, really felt like they were, you know, under threat of death and they almost died because of it, they should be thanking Alex Jones. They should be saying, thank you so much for preventing more people from going in. Who knows what sort of effect that he had. And of course, Stuart, as you point out, all you have to do is look at the way they're describing January 6th and then what actually happened. If their description was the reality, the Capitol wouldn't be standing right now. If it was if it was a million heavily armed Americans whose intent was to go in and shut down Congress, it would be done. Clearly, that's not what happened. It was unarmed American protesters who, for the vast majority, were literally led into the Capitol. That's what I saw on January 6th. And yet the hysteria around this and what they've been able to achieve because of it, like I have said before and, you know, is being reported today, Democrat panel recommends permanent military quick reaction force for Capitol. So they're now going to permanently keep a military force in the capital of the United States because of what happened on January 6th. Here we see the protesters. They aren't even leaving the designated walking zone. I mean, nothing was destroyed. Nothing was burnt down. Nobody was injured besides the protesters themselves. It's absolutely outrageous. But you sent me something earlier today that, again, was trying to rope the Oath Keepers into what some people did. You know, you can only imagine, I hate to do this, where it's like, well, but what if it was Black Lives Matter? But you do have to think about this. When the riots were going on over the summer, the massive destruction, the massive amounts of death that occurred with the Black Lives Matter rallies over the summer, nothing happened, right? No punishment was given. Nobody tried to stop it at all. And we were begging for somebody to do something, but we wanted to stop the people that were actually destroying things. Here, they're not going after the people that actually did something. You know, people that maybe broke a window or assaulted a police officer. No, they're going after anybody associated with the group that maybe had people wearing a patch that went in. I mean, it's so beyond anything that should be allowed in a constitutional republic like we have. It's almost beyond description. So, you know, what are the ways that they're going after you now, Stuart, even though you didn't go in the Capitol and, in fact, told people not to or tried to rally people outside of the Capitol to prevent them from going in and giving your enemies the ammunition they wanted?
Well, to clarify, I didn't I didn't tell them not to go in because I didn't think our guys would, didn't even enter my mind that any of our guys would go in.
Mm.
I didn't realize they had been caught up in it. But I did tell them to come gather with me on the corner of the Capitol on the outside. And my intent was to keep them out of trouble on the outside. I didn't even know they were inside. So it caught me off guard. And I think here's the bottom line. That was a mostly peaceful protest. And I consider most of it nothing but protest, as you said. And it's only those who actually broke windows or assaulted police officers are guilty of anything other than protest, because you can't even accuse them of trespass if they didn't break in and have not warned to stay out. So I consider not just all of our guys, but everybody else, to be political prisoners. Mm-hmm. And I consider them prisoners of an illegitimate regime. And it's not only illegitimate because they stole the election, it's also illegitimate because of the double standard you just laid out. You know, there's nothing done to any of the Antifa or BLM that tried to burn down America, but those who just, you know, went to the Capitol and were dumb enough to walk inside are now being held up as terrorists and insurrectionists and even potentially charged with sedition. It's ridiculous. This is like the Soviet Union. It's a Stalinistic purge and persecution campaign that's being carried out against Trump supporters. And that's what people need to realize. You can't. This is what I'm seeing too much on the right. It's too much of everyone, you know, finger-pointing and throwing each other under the bus. I mean, I had to say what I had to say to clarify a few things. But I still think that everybody that went in there, as much as I disagree with them, their decision to do so, that's not a crime.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to stand behind them, and they're innocent until proven guilty. I think we all need to do that. And we didn't, you know, see it for what it is. They are political prisoners, and they're being persecuted for political purposes.
Yeah, they absolutely are. And, you know, again, it's not even people that did anything. I mean, they're talking about charging people with conspiracy, which basically means you didn't do anything, but maybe somebody you were talking to did. They're talking about using the RICO statutes, which is absolutely outrageous. There was even just – go ahead.
Here's the one. They're trying to say that because we said the election was stolen – here's what's very dangerous about this.
Yep.
Anyone who said the election was stolen and then encouraged people to go to D.C. and then, like we did, encouraged Trump to invoke the Insurrection Act. And we said if he does, we're willing to serve as the militia if he calls us into service, which is a perfectly constitutional – and legal act by the president. If he declares an insurrection and calls us up under federal law as the militia to call us into service, he has every right and authority to do so. They're trying to make that a crime. They're trying to allege that our willingness to go and serve the president if he calls us up is evidence of a conspiracy and to overthrow the government or to interfere with the government. So they're really saying that the duly elected president of the United States, which was Trump at the time, has no authority to invoke the Insurrection Act, and you even discussing it is itself conspiracy somehow to commit a crime. It's Alice in Wonderland nonsense is what it is. But they're trying to allege, it's up to the lawsuit now, suing President Trump, Rudy Giuliani, Oath Keepers, and Proud Boy, alleging that all of us combined together in a conspiracy to attack the Capitol and thwart Congress. That's what they're trying to do. It's like Russian hoax 2.0. And while they're at it, they're trying to rope in Roger Stone and then rope in Alex Jones. I mean, everybody they can get, they're trying to rope us all in. That's what I'm saying. If you were there, their goal is eventually to get to you, too. Don't think you can just disavow us and chuck us all under the bus because we're the first ones to be attacked. We're like the canaries under the coal mine. They're going to come after you eventually also if you were there. And even if you weren't there, if you believe the election was stolen and spoke out, they consider you an insurrectionist too. That's what they do when they institute a coup and take over. There's always a suppression of dissidents. That's what this is.
It absolutely is. I mean, you know, I make no bones about it. They're literally trying to demonize what is a constitutionally guaranteed right by the First Amendment to demand redress from your government for perceived grievances. I mean, that's what it says in the First Amendment. In the same way, I mean, it also gives lie to the entire idea behind their gun control, where they say, well, gun control is okay, but only in the militia. See, in the Second Amendment, it says militia. Well, now they're trying to demonize the militia. So they're literally just throwing the Bill of Rights and the entire Constitution, throw the baby out with the bathwater. But I want to just illustrate for people just how true what you're saying is, because this is Assistant U.S. Attorney Benjamin Gianforte. He said this in court. He said that one of the guys who was arrested, quote, the statements he made, quote, represent a lack of remorse and an ongoing allegiance to the ideology behind the assault on the Capitol. So, again, it's not even that he assaulted the Capitol or anything happened. No, they're demonizing the ideology, meaning they're literally going after thought crimes at this point. If you disagree with what the establishment says, they are trying to pin you as not just a criminal, but a terrorist, and they're trying to throw you in jail for decades. It's horrific, and we'll be back on the other side. More from Stuart Rhodes. I was going to try to take calls, but I really want to hear from Stuart. We'll get to calls if we can, but more from Stuart Rhodes on the other side.
Every product you hear me on air advertising, we have in stock in our warehouse in Austin, Texas. Every product. So if you order it, we've got it. It ships out in a couple days, sometimes the same day. Listeners get confused when they hear me talk about the fact that the supply chain's breaking down and it's future orders. It's product we're trying to reorder to get back in that we're having trouble with. I mean, I'm talking about double, triple, quadruple delivery times. And it's across not just the supplement, vitamin, mineral industry. It's across every industry. So the globalists have successfully devastated the economy. That's why I'm saying you need to visit InfoWarsStore.com today and get high-quality supplements while you still can and storable food at InfoWarsStore.com because we have it in stock. It's ready to ship. But with the supply chain breakdowns, prices are going up, availability is going down, and it's just crazy. So please, get products while you still can and support the InfoWar, InfoWarsStore.com.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness. And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now.
Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
Listeners ask me all the time, why do you have multiple multivitamins? Why do you have multiple high-quality iodines? Why do you do that? Because different strokes for different folks. If we're talking to researchers and scientists and they say, hey, a lot of people love Deep Earth Pure Crystal Iodine, but you should put one out with Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and the two other types because some people can't absorb pure iodine. Boom, we did it. It's popular. It's X3. Is it better than X2? You decide. It's different strokes for different folks. Well, now we have a complement to knock out our very popular powdered pill sleep aid, and that is Down and Out. It's super strong, way stronger than Knockout, but they don't compete with each other. Different strokes for different folks, different formulas, and it's 40% off out of the gates at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. Secure your Down and Out today, and while you're sleeping, you know you're funding the InfoWar at the same time. Down and Out, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off and free shipping. I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a T-shirt. Get some supplements because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul. All of it empowers humanity. All of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
know, here's the quote I just read that a member of the Oath Keepers, or what he called himself a member of the Oath Keepers, he should be kept in jail because his statements represent a lack of remorse and an ongoing allegiance to an ideology behind the assault on the Capitol. In other words, he thinks that the election was fraudulent. He thinks that the Biden administration is illegitimate, as do I, and that's the reason that he should be in prison. You also have this. Federal prosecutors in Ohio convinced a judge to detain Caldwell's co-defendant by citing recent writings by Stuart Rhodes. After the riot, Rhodes urged members to begin organizing in friendly red counties, saying Biden administration represents an illegitimate regime. So now they're literally saying that you should be punished for thinking that the vote was fraudulent, for thinking that the Biden regime is illegitimate. I do. OK, I'm not afraid to say it, and I don't think other people should be either. But this is what they're trying to convince you to be. And then here's the headline from yesterday. 2 months and nearly 300 Capitol riot arrests later, FBI is hunting hundreds more. They say agents in all but one of the FBI's 56 field offices have been drafted to track down those who participated in the, quote, deadly insurrection. Was an insurrection and was only deadly for the protesters involved, especially Ashley Babbitt, who was gunned down in cold blood without warning by a member of the Capitol Police. We presume because they haven't actually released who it was that shot her. So, again, troubling beyond description, Stuart, that they would use basically, you know, literally guaranteed by the Constitution, constitutionally valid protest against the American government as an excuse to imprison or to keep imprisoned people who participated in a peaceful protest. What's your comment on this?
Well, that and right there, they are judging you guilty, and they're trying to coerce a confession. They're trying to coerce you to say that you were wrong, that you were remorseful. That is coercion. They're denying them bail in an attempt to coerce a confession out of them, an admission of guilt. It's very similar to what happened to Shelley Luther, the salon owner in Dallas, where the judge told her, if you will apologize for opening your salon in defiance of the governor's COVID orders, I won't put you in jail. But if you won't apologize, admit your guilt, then I'm gonna put you in jail. This is the same kind of thing. And so I believe they're being unconstitutionally denied bail, and they're being unconstitutionally denied bail to coerce them into, you know, they're trying to convict them of thought crime and coerce their thoughts and coerce their speech. So I hope their attorneys will focus on that. It's illegitimate to deny bail because the person is quote-unquote not remorseful because they're innocent until proven guilty. So why should they be remorseful for attending a rally and a protest and then walking into the Capitol, which is the people's house, when the doors were open? And there were no trespass signs. I didn't go in, but I saw no signs in the exterior saying do not enter or you're trespassing. I heard nobody on a bullhorn, and I saw no video of anybody saying, you're trespassing, you must leave. Now, obviously, with the guys who were fighting with the cops when they were first going in, obviously that's a little bit different. But once that was over, when somebody else in the massive, you know, 1 million people mob who was walking towards the Capitol, that huge crowd, how do they know how the doors got open? And we've seen some evidence that the doors were opened by law enforcement
sure.
at some points.
Yeah, of course they were. We have video of it, of police standing there saying, you come on in. I mean, they're literally welcoming people in. It's absurd, and yeah, as you point out, the punishment has to fit the crime, and of course, the coercion has to do with the fact that these people are being charged with something like domestic terrorism or sedition, which means decades in prison. So essentially what they're saying is you can either face decades in prison, your life can be ruined, for some people, especially some of the elderly people, the remainder of your life can be spent behind bars, or you can go along with us. I mean, if that's not coercion, I don't know what is.
And only if you confess and then express remorse will I let you out on bail. But, of course, your confession and remorse will be used later on to help convict you. It's Kafkaesque. It's like straight out of Kafka. It really is. You know, Kafka's the trial. It's our plan. So what we need to do is understand that we are now living in a post-Constitution America.
Right.
And every act they take just makes that clearer and clear to more Americans. You are not going to get justice at the hands of this so-called Justice Department. They should call it the Injustice Department. It's the Department of Injustice. So I don't expect any justice there. We can only hope that there are some judges who still remember their oath and still do the right thing. We will see. But so far, I've seen all too many of these judges are buying it and railroading people into detention without bail when they're not a threat. And it's ridiculous to base their denial of bail on something I wrote about people organizing in their counties, which I've been arguing for and advocating for over a decade. It's just ludicrous. So they are criminalizing patriotism. They're criminalizing conservative thought. They're criminalizing even you questioning the election. And what this is meant to do is chill your speech, chill your assembly, and chill your association, to make you sit down and shut up and make you say the emperor has clothes. They're going to hold a gun to your head and threaten you with prison if you don't say the emperor has clothes.
It really is beyond anything, you know, I ever expected us to get to, but we are here, and I think you're exactly right. A post-Constitution America is where we find ourselves now, especially when you see, as the videos that just were shown for our television viewers, them putting up walls around the Capitol with barbed wire, and now, as I've reported on Infowars.com, as of today, Democrat panel recommends permanent military quick reaction force for Capitol. And, of course, we know Nancy Pelosi and others are calling for a 9/11-like commission to get to the bottom of what went on. Now, we know what came out of the original 9/11 commission. We can only assume that the new one will be just as valid as that one was. I mean, what's your opinion on just, you know, what has occurred outside of you and outside of the Oath Keepers, but some of the other measures that have been taken as a response to what was literally 99.9% peaceful protest with legitimate grievances?
Well, it's an indication of, first of all, their manipulation of this event to be like the Reichstag fire.
Right.
I think Matt Bracken calls it the Reichstag riot. That's what they're using it for. They're using it for, okay, now this is their new 9/11 event. They got to usher in a war on the American people, a war on all of us. We're declaring us all domestic violent extremists, all potential terrorists. Anybody who denies, you know, COVID is also a terrorist now, too. So all of that is to demonize it, physically, as though it is like the communist Bolshevik revolution in Russia, where then they went after, you know, the counter-revolutionaries, the reactionaries, and they called them the wreckers. Anybody who didn't go along, or anybody who they could blame for something happening with one of their policies went awry, like the COVID-19 nonsense. They'll blame that on you. People that die from the shot will be blamed on those of us who don't wear a mask. So this is what you're going to get. You need to understand. You can look back and look what the Bolsheviks did in the Soviet Union, and that's where we're headed. That's what they're going to try to do here. That's what they're going to attempt to do here, already trying it. But you need to understand that we need to be different than the Russians. We need to make sure that we don't hide under our desks, that we don't hide under our beds. You've got to come together and become strong in your local communities. Get your sheriff to stand up. Get your sheriff to stand up a posse. Go join that posse and be ready to nullify. And you're seeing states do that now. You see sanctuary counties being declared against, you know, future gun control. They should also do that against the ridiculous, you know, Alice in Wonderland, you know, so-called voting laws they're putting in place, too. We need to start resisting at the local level in our towns and our counties using nullification, if we have to do, and our states.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what I want to get to in the final segment when we come back, is where we go from here, what we can do now. And you're right. I mean, you have to know your history. You have to learn from history. And you have to recognize, I mean, just read, you know, the Gulag Archipelago, and you see verbatim, I mean, exactly what's going on here. And part of that is that they'll go out and they'll arrest, you know, they don't do it all at once. They're doing it piecemeal, piece by piece. They arrest one guy over here, one guy over here. And to protect yourself, you go, well, I'm not that guy, so go ahead and arrest him. Well, guess what? You're next. So the time to stand up is now, because the people being arrested did nothing wrong and they're facing decades in prison. You know, you liken it to the Reichstag fire. At least the Reichstag burned down, right? This is the Reichstag fire, but
without fire.
But there was no fire. I mean, it's like history repeating itself, but with a laugh track underneath. I mean, it's truly absurd. We'll be right back.
Actually bought this. It blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars privacy pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
The general public has finally figured out why I'm upset. They figured out that the globalists are literally trying to kill us. They're trying to take over civilization and society. And they depend on the public being ignorant. That's why Jesus said, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Knowledge is power. Like our bodies are made up of all these tissues and all these systems that die without essential vitamins and minerals. And that's why they don't want you to know about essential vitamins and minerals, because it's so simple, because you won't be under their control anymore. Well, the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, the highest quality vitamin mineral fusion system out there in a liquid vitamin form, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's not just an incredible formula at a great price, it funds the InfoWar at the same time. No other product you can buy does that. So again, InfoWarsStore.com, it's back in stock, 50% off, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I'm going to keep it at that until it sells out. So take action today and give it to your friends and family as a gift.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down in your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, talk about blasting off of sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, Down and Out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and Out, InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
O Lord of hosts, be with us, for we have none other help in times of...
Welcome back, folks. It's the final segment of American Journal here on InfoWars.com, band.video. Of course, you can support us by going to InfoWarsStore.com. The Fortify Your Supply sale has been extended up to 50% off top-selling products, plus free shipping, so now it's time to stock up. That's all the plugging I'm going to do, because I want to give as much time as possible to my guest, Stuart Rhodes. Today, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, Congresswoman, rose to speak against H.R. 8, which is a national gun registration, and H.R. 1446, which is a permanent firearm waiting list. So the Democrats are coming after our constitutionally guaranteed rights one after the other, and there's no sense of them slowing down, only increasing their speed. So, Stuart, my question to you is, what do we do now? I mean, as you point out, things have changed. The Constitution no longer seems to apply in the United States, as dramatic as that sounds, it's true. So what do we do here? How do we fight back against this?
We do the same thing the founding fathers did. You come together locally. We do have some state governors that are staunch patriots. You stand up with your governors if you can, and they have a duty and responsibility to nullify and also to interpose. As Madison and Jefferson told us in the Kentucky and Virginia resolutions, I encourage everyone to go read those two documents by those two key founding fathers. Madison was the father of the Constitution. Jefferson was the writer of the Declaration of Independence. Go read what they said about the responsibility of your state government to stand up and protect you, protect the rights of the people against violations by the federal government that are unconstitutional. And that same responsibility flows down to the county level and the town level. Every individual office holder, every level, this is the genius of the founders, has the duty to defend the Constitution, and they have the responsibility to judge whether or not an action by a higher level of government is constitutional. If it's not, they not only have a responsibility to not participate, but they also have a responsibility to protect you, as Jefferson said in the Kentucky Resolution. They have a responsibility to interpose, what we call interposition, to protect you. That's what you need to do. And what you need to do is you need to stand up with your sheriff and do that with him united. That's the best avenue you have, is to form a strong posse to back your sheriff up, like Sheriff Arpaio had in Maricopa County. He had 3,000 people in his posse. That's what you need. You're united when you stand up. The media in this country cannot demonize all of us if we all stand up. They become powerless. The FBI, I call them the FBI, or the Federal Bureau of Intimidation, they can't intimidate you if all your neighbors are standing up with you and you're all saying, we are united and we don't throw each other under the bus. We don't sacrifice each other to the wolves. We stand up and say, we're all being persecuted. These are all political prisoners. The left does that. They never throw each other under the bus. We'll never see them condemning each other or disavowing each other. They hire lawyers for each other. They go bail each other out. So do that for your people, too. Your fellow patriots, even if they did something stupid you don't agree with, even if you're like, oh my God, I can't believe they went into the Capitol. Why'd they do that? It doesn't matter. You still need to go and contribute to the legal defense funds. You need to go and protest their detention as political prisoners. Why are they not being let out on bail? They're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. It makes no sense. Unless they're a legitimate flight risk, why are they being denied bail? It's ridiculous. It's punishment. It's persecution. And it's meant to send a signal to you. If you get out of line, we'll come whisk you away. The man's going to come and take you away, and you'll never see the light of day again. That's what their intent is.
Yeah, and, you know, it's a cliche, but it's a cliche for a reason. It's because it's true. It's the, you know, the classic, well, they came for him, but I'm not him, so I didn't say anything. Well, now's the time to say something. Now's the time to stand up for your fellow patriots who are literally being persecuted for what they believe, what they think, what they say. This is America. We do not stand for that. If you want to roll over and think that you're going to get passed over, you're in for, you know, a very troubling surprise very soon down the road. And I think we can all understand that theoretically. Well, now's the time to put it into action.
And that includes inside the GOP. It's disgusting to watch all these so-called Republican leaders throw everyone at the Capitol under the bus, condemn them all, and agree with the Democrats that this was an insurrection and all this nonsense. We have got to purge the Republican Party, and it has to start at the bottom up. You got to purge out all the rhinos, all the cowards or traitors that dominate the GOP. It is full, infested with both of those, both traitors and cowards. You got to purge them out and put real patriots in there, like Mrs. Green. You got to get more of that. But I think you need to start at your local town and county level. Hey, us Ron Paulers took over the GOP twice, in 2008 and 2012. But the problem is, it was all focused on one man's campaign for president. When that campaign ended, they all just faded back into the woodwork. It can be done. Patriots, if you're a Trump supporter, even if you don't support Trump, but you're a patriot, go and unite and take over the GOP from the inside out. I'm not saying that's a silver bullet. I don't think you're going to get through this with just conventional politics, but that doesn't hurt. It helps, and it's important for interposition and for nullification. You've got to make sure that you've got strong patriots in office at every level of government in your state to stand up for your rights and with you.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, you know, one of the number one things you can do isn't even something you do. It's something you stop doing. Stop giving money to the RNC. You point out Ron Paul. I mean, who was it that undercut Ron Paul's campaign? It was the RNC. It was the Republican establishment who now is undercutting the Patriot. Go again.
Stole the nomination twice from Ron Paul. We were going to sweep all the delegates and they stole it. They violated their own rules and cheated to stop Ron Paul's nomination. But anyway.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. And so, you know, people need to know giving to the Republican Party right now is donating to your enemies. I mean, they're not only not standing up for you, they're aligned with the other side, especially the people at the very top, the people who control things, people like Sidney McCain, who basically are grandfathered in because their scumbag husbands, you know, were in charge before. I mean, it's absolutely outrageous, and decentralization really is the key to this, going as local as possible. So here in the last 3 or 4 minutes, you know, you've laid out sort of what you can do on a broad spectrum. I want you to tell us, Stuart, what, like, somebody who's listening right now, they see what's going on, and they're thinking, what do I do as soon as this program's over? What do I do? Of course, you go to InfoWarsStore.com. You go to OathKeepers.org. But what can they do? Who do they call? I mean, what's the instruction that you can issue to them that they can do in 4 minutes when we're off the air?
Come together with all the patriots in your local county. Start a concerned citizens of, you know, whatever county, or the whatever county volunteers. Come together. Go to the town hall meetings. Go become a precinct captain. Go take over your local GOP, your central committee in your county. And then start also to organize neighborhood watches, town watches, and your ability to take care of each other in times like we just saw it here in Texas.
Yep.
With, you know, massive power outages. Make sure you're ready to weather any storm. Store food, grow a garden. Your lawn, till that lawn over and grow a garden. So you get ready, because they will use power outages, deprivation of services, and deprivation of food as a weapon. That's what's going to happen down the road. Get ready now.
Yeah, and maybe, and you know, contact your sheriff, I guess, and just ask what you can do.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like I already said, go to your sheriff and say, Sheriff, we want you to stand up. We want you to pledge that you're going to protect us, and we will gather behind you as your posse. Encourage him to start a posse, but if he won't do that, then you go organize a posse in waiting. Go ahead and organize it and train it and get it ready, so when the time comes when he needs it, it's right there.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, as much as you can despise the morals of the left, you have to admit that their tactics are effective. So study the enemy. Study how they do things and how they rabble-rouse and, you know, convince politicians to bend to their will, and you have to carry out those same tactics, but for patriotism rather than for an international communist nonsense, right?
I encourage you to go back and read how the founding fathers did it. They did everything that we're experiencing, they experienced, and they figured out a game plan. Go learn from them. It'd be a tragic mistake for us not to learn from their experience, which was successful. Nothing's new under the sun. Human nature does not change. Learn from the founding fathers. And I'll be writing about this, presuming I'm not in jail.
Oh, man. It's, you know, it's like I almost don't want to laugh about it, because it literally is to that point where, I mean, me sitting behind this desk, never advocating violence, never doing anything violent, never breaking the law, and yet what I'm expressing here, I do have this fear in the back of my mind that my door is going to be kicked down and my hard drive is confiscated at some point. Last minute, Stuart, the floor is yours. What do you have to say?
Americans have to understand that it's now our turn. I encourage you all to go to your nearest veteran cemetery and go look at their headstones and think of what they went through and be committed to let go of fear and do what you know is right and do what's honorable. That's what we have to do. We have no choice. Do what's honorable. But also be wise as serpents and be smart. Again, go read what the founding fathers did. Go study them. I'll be putting out lessons and video and in writing of what the founders did and how that translates to our modern times. But go read their original works and go see how they did it. And just follow their game plan. Follow the founders' game plan.
Thanks so much for coming on, Stuart. It's Stuart Rhodes, OathKeepers.org. Support this man. He's being politically prosecuted, and he needs your help. Stay on this program for Alex Jones in 1 minute.
The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets. When they're able to scoop up billions of people's data, they can actually predict on record
what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and locket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today. Listeners ask me all the time, why do you have multiple multivitamins? Why do you have multiple high-quality iodines? Why do you do that? Because different strokes for different folks. If we're talking to researchers and scientists and they say, hey, a lot of people love Deep Earth Pure Crystal Iodine, but you should put one out with Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and the two other types because some people can't absorb pure iodine. Boom, we did it. It's popular. It's X3. Is it better than X2? You decide. It's different strokes for different folks. Well, now we have a complement to knock out our very popular powdered pill sleep aid, and that is Down and Out. It's super strong, way stronger than Knockout, but they don't compete with each other. Different strokes for different folks, different formulas, and it's 40% off out of the gates at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. Secure your Down and Out today, and while you're sleeping, you know you're funding the InfoWar at the same time. Down and Out, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off and free shipping.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.